Geronimo, Michael Mara.
Who you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio.
The call letters. Whiskey.
Security.
Show business.
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK. Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program on Discover after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no Molly
Cotton. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Last time on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You can't have sex with a horse.
What do you mean?
They kick.
You know, and if you're ever going to give us one of those, that's the way to
do it. That's how you do it.
That's
yeah.
A textbook example.
Stuck us right into it.
Man, that was perfect.
The Don and Mike Show.
I have a message for all you good, moral, Christian people who are complaining that breasts and vaginas are obscene. Hey, don't complain to me. Complain to the manufacturer. Okay? And although Jesus told us not to judge, I know you're going to judge anyway, so judge sane. Judge with your eyes open. What do you consider obscene? Is this obscene to you?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Upon his head, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. Carpenter / stadium announcer. / survivor. The ultimate survivor. Son of God, Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
It's kind of awkward.
Why? What?
Bill called me this morning and asked if he could join you and me in France.
Oh, what did you tell him?
I said, I'm not sure what he meant, but he said if you provided the bricks, he'd bring the chickens. So, I said join us, I guess. I don't know. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bartzak, and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's enormous. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robin.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Don and Mike Show, a new episode of this Tuesday, June 19th.
And yes, Rob, and everyone else, think about it. 1 week from now,
while you guys are doing whatever it is you're doing, while you're listening to the show, and Mike, whatever you do on vacation, Buzz, whatever you're doing, Rob and I, 1 week from today,
right,
we'll be enjoying our third day together in France.
Rob, will you have your hat, though, that you look for in New York?
It's
going to be very close. Whether I have the hat or not, all I can tell you is this. 1 week from tomorrow, international incident. That's it. So, it'll be great.
You guys will be serving time in a French prison.
I hate the French. Really, I do. They're cowards. They bent over for Adolf Hitler in World War II. They had that thing during the Gulf War. They wouldn't let us fly over their airspace.
For as long as you can remember, the French have been effing us.
They have. But the reason I'm going is because we're staying over there for free.
Right.
We're staying at a house for free, so all we're really paying for is the airfare.
So you're going to be at a house instead of like a hotel.
Yes, and Rob and I are incidentally spelling that the German way, H-A-U-S, with the umlaut on top. We're staying at a house.
So you'll be using the German spelling. See, right away you're trying to antagonize us.
Trouble
right there.
And every day Rob finds something in the newspaper for me that is French-related.
Right.
And this is what he found today, a very tiny, tiny item from USA Today. The headline is, no weather reports in France today. There will be no weather reports in France today because of a strike by workers at the state forecasting service, Météo France. The dispute is over the introduction of a mandatory 35-hour work week.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. Bonjour. I cannot possibly work 35 hours a week.
Who are you trying to fool? You fool?
No weather for you.
We will strike. Bonjour.
Here's today's weather. It will be hot, so all of the women who do not shave their armpits will smell. So their arms will smell like between their legs. And the men can be unshaven and swarthy.
Fatly B.O.E. with a glass of Fouli Fousse.
Hello, friends. No weather today.
Bonjour. 1 week from today, two men with big heads will be getting off the plane. They will be sitting in a cafe laughing hysterically at the French.
And Rob, I do think we got to get some, like, red, white, and blue shirts to wear while we're there. We really have to get, like, the Go USA garb.
Right. You know what, Carrie was saying, what we really need is ideally the red, white, and blue rugby shirts that have, like, the stars around the bottom.
There you go.
And
right.
If I can find it, I will pack my my red, white, and blue bathing suit.
And maybe a couple of flags.
And what about
always?
What about Uncle Sam hats?
The big ones, like the big oversized ones.
Like the kind that Bugs Bunny wears at the Six Flags.
So, I mean, just have the kind of little stick flag that you can bring in the, you know, your satchel, and you wear the rugby shirt with the stars and stripes and the big Uncle Sam hat, and then just be casually walking down the Champs-Élysées.
Waving the flag. What might be even better is if we had the little toothpicks with the small American flags on them and put them in people's dinner.
Here you go.
There you go.
Well, Rob and I will be there. Actually, we're going this weekend with our families. We're going to France. We are bringing a tape recorder with us.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
So when we come back from vacation, we will have that that tape for you. Yesterday, our lead story was, do we already have people from Baltimore calling us?
Uh-oh.
Is it going to be this Cal thing already?
I think so.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Guys, I'm on the top of the Bromo Shelter Tower, ready to jump because Cal's retiring.
That's right, Cal Ripken.
Oh, no!
He is quitting the Oreos there, hon.
Let's say a fond farewell to Iron Man's going away. Baltimore will never be the same, I'll tell you right now. I'm just ready to cry.
But we got him for the rest of the year, Ohan.
Yeah, why do you have to say that right before the All-Star break? Why do you have to come out and quit now?
And his last game's going to be at Yankee Stadium, huh?
Hell yeah, that's not right. I think his last game should have been at Memorial Stadium, but they tore that down.
I got a bucket of Church's fried chicken up here at the Bromo Shelter Tower, and I'm ready to jump.
It's English's fried chicken.
Sorry, English's.
That's right.
Down to the shore.
Go down to Pollock, Johnny's, get yourself a nice brat, and I'll tell you right now, you just salute Cal and what he's done for the city of Baltimore.
Cal.
He's a great man.
I think it's interesting to note that the story about Cal quitting baseball was not in a Baltimore newspaper. The story was broken in the Washington Post.
Oh, the Washington Post was all over it, man. They had a whole special supplement.
And the headline had all of these milestones, like when Cal broke Lou Gehrig's record and his jersey number. And also it had a number that says, September 23rd, whatever, to the last game at Camden Yards. Right. Says this will be Cal's last game at Camden Yards.
Right.
Tickets are still available.
Of course they are.
Because it's not a sellout.
That's right. Well, I'm sure it will be now.
Oh, of course. They'll probably sell all the tickets today. Goodbye, Cal.
So long, Cal. You were great Iron Man.
But listen, I'm sorry. That's not even the lead sports story today. The lead sports story today is I brought in the tape from SportsCenter of Shaquille O'Neal singing and rapping at the Lakers victory parade yesterday.
I saw a videotape of Shaquille O'Neal getting a flat tire. Did you see that?
Oh, that's on ESPN The Life.
The Life.
Yeah, that's a show where they followed him around for a day.
And he was pretty, you know, pissed that he got a flat tire. And somebody said, hey, your tire's flat. And he goes, yeah, okay, you effing jerky.
Yeah, right. You're driving the F-bomb a lot. But this tape that I brought in from ESPN SportsCenter, I mean, you got to see the visual.
This is Shaq singing out of joy for winning another championship.
Well, he's singing with you know that song, It Takes Two to Make It Right.
Right, right.
It takes two to make it out of sight. But it's him singing, also going like,
Bobby said, boy, I want to say, the Lakers are good all the way. Two in a row, two in a row.
I mean, it is beyond ridiculous.
They were, all right down from the coach through all the players, you know, and all the a lot of three-peat talk too. A lot of three-peat talk.
And I love the newscasters in Los Angeles. The headline is, "Hey, guess what? They didn't burn the city down."
Yeah.
You know, they're all saying, "Congratulations, fellow Los Angelites."
Yeah, you should be so proud of yourself that you didn't overturn any cars and set them afire. We're so proud of you that you behaved like normal human beings.
There you go. What they forget to mention is that when the people came out of the arena in Los Angeles, where they were watching the game on the big tell screen in there, as they came out, there was like 3,000 cops on horses,
yeah,
with armored cars, with the riot gear, with the billy clubs, and rubber bullets. I love it when police use rubber bullets.
Waiting to, you know, in case anyone even slightly got out of hand, to just pepper them with it.
So anyway, I got
any water cannon involved?
I don't know if they had it or not. I wouldn't doubt that they had the water cannon.
Water cannon.
I certainly want to bring that tape in and play it for you. And I'm so pissed. The great thing that I was happy about yesterday that I told you,
mm-hmm,
my unexpected TV windfall,
yes,
came crashing down on me today.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, listen, here's the deal. F you, you're not. I haven't thrown a pen at you in a long time.
You know, between Broyhill and everybody concerned, you just can't help but be absolutely jealous from the word go. There's some things you can share joy for somebody. I could not share joy for
be
you
happy
getting that.
Because it's taken away from me.
What? Now, how? I thought you had it. I thought it was locked up.
Right. For Father's Day, my wife got me this TiVo thing,
right,
that records TV, you know, you just punch in,
right,
Letterman, it records it every night,
mm-hmm,
and it came in a brand new DirecTV satellite box.
Right. Got the whole package.
Yeah, got a brand new box, so we took out the old box, put the new one in,
mm-hmm,
and we had to call up DirecTV because it has a new access card.
Right.
And you call them up and you say, yes, hi, I have all the HBOs, and I have the NFL ticket, and I've got the basketball ticket, and I lucked in on Sunday when we were hooking this up. I got the absolute dumbest woman in the world at DirecTV.
Excellent.
Where she said, and what about the networks? And I said, yes, I'd like them, please. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is just for D.C. She said, you get channel 4, 5, 7, and 9. And I said to her, yes, but I worked for CBS.
CBS, yes, use the I.
And it would be a great help for me if I could get the East Coast and West Coast feeds of all of the networks.
Right.
And she said, you're really not allowed to get that, but sure. So she punched it through. And for most of the afternoon on Sunday, I sat there watching Channel 7 in New York and Channel 7 in Los Angeles, and I was watching the NASCAR on both Fox channels.
It's the greatest. It is the greatest thing on TV. When we all had it, mm-hmm, it was the best.
So even though I've got this TiVo thing now, so
right,
that I actually, if I want to watch a show, I just got to program it in and it'll automatically digitally tape it for me. But it's the convenience of thinking if we're going out to dinner or something,
mm-hmm,
you can come home at 11 o'clock and you can watch Friends because it's on at 11 o'clock on the NBC West Coast.
It's total convenience.
And plus, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool to have extra channels.
And you've got, not to mention that fabulous local TV in L.A.
Yeah, well, you got to love it because they're so freaking showbiz.
Sure.
You know, everything's great. I was telling Mike when I was watching the stories about Tommy Lee yesterday morning on the L.A. News.
Right.
They kept saying, a tragedy in Malibu at Rocker Tommy Lee's home.
Rocker Tommy Lee.
Every single time it was Rocker Tommy Lee. So, you know, I was walking on air, man. I came in yesterday and said to Mike, don't say a word about this on the air.
Right. And my first question was, did you tell Broyhill? Oh, yes, because he's always been the one that loves to brag about the fact that he's got the West Coast feed.
Right.
And I was calling up Charlie Broyhill and saying, hey, are you watching the Fox West Coast? Yeah, it's nice. We got something nobody else has got, huh? Cool, man. Cool. I can watch Regis at noon now if I feel like it.
This is fantastic.
Well, I'm sitting there enjoying it today, and I found out I'm not the golden boy.
The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it. When do they pull it?
Guy called me up. Dude calls this morning from DirecTV about 9:15.
Yeah, they don't miss a trick.
Calls up and he goes, we understand he suckered me right into it because he says, understand that you recently signed up with the TiVo plan. I said, yeah. How do you like it? I said, oh, I love it. I signed in for the season pass of Letterman, and I see that it recorded it last night. It's fantastic. How are you receiving your local stations? I said, fantastic. 4, 5, 7, and 9. He said, how are you enjoying your East and West Coast feeds? And I said, it's great. And he said, you're not allowed to have them.
And I said, why? And he said, well, because your local TV stations, you know, blah, 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 don't want you to have the feeds from...
Did he...
Right.
So he,
yeah.
He made you go through that whole exercise.
He set me up, and then he said...
Oh, that dick.
He said, I see that you have called... They got a file on me.
Oh, no.
He said, you've called 11 times to try to request the West Coast feeds.
Wow.
And I said, yes, I have. And he said, we're not allowed to do that. And now I'm not going to rat out, you know, Broyhill, but,
right.
But not by name. I said, well, I know someone who has them already.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, if you give me their name, I will disconnect their service as well. And I said, no.
For a moment?
For a moment.
For
a fleeting moment it was there. I said, no, listen, it's a guy I work with. I said, but so what's the upshot here? He said, well, turn to channel 380 right now. That's channel 2 in New York. I turn it on and said, you don't have it.
Yeah.
So right. The guy was really
enjoying taking it away.
Just effing with me. Just loving it. And I mean, keep in mind, you know, I bought that goddamn DirecTV 7 years ago when it first came out, when it cost a million freaking dollars. Now you can buy it for 99 cents and it costs nothing to have a guy put it up on your roof.
Why couldn't they just charge you a fee to get the West Coast feeds? Why?
I told him I'd pay for it and he said, you can't do it. And he was mad that I had fooled the dumb girl on Sunday into giving it to me.
Oh, F him. Blame your local TV stations, which, by the way, is one of the most powerful and richest lobbies in America, because they don't want you watching programming from Los Angeles or New York when you could be seeing their local commercials on their station, for that reason, they will never allow us to have the network feeds.
New York, I can understand. I can understand it because you're talking about East Coast. You're talking about programming that's on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about programming that's on at a different time, I mean, it's just a convenience.
And not to mention the fact that for two glorious days, I got to watch that piece of ass, Jillian Barbary.
Oh, yeah, doing the weather.
Do the weather. You know, the girl who does the weather on the Fox NFL show?
Right.
She does the weather on the car wreck that is the Good Morning LA show.
Is she equally satisfying when she does the local channel out there?
Even more so.
Wow. Really, a little flimsier?
She had on very, very, this morning, very tight, tight leather skirt, a shirt that showed her belly button on TV.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
I've never seen anybody doing weather in this town where you'd see their belly button. Unless it was like, you know, Gordon Peterson having a big lunch or something like that.
Her Farrah Fawcett, Charlie's Angels hair. And while she's walking in front, and you know, they do a full-length shot of her where she's standing at the side so you can see her boobs and stuff. And as the weather maps are going behind her, she's not even talking about the weather. She was talking about, she'd been to see that guy, Steven Weber.
Oh, really?
In the Broadway show Hair in Los Angeles, and he's naked, and she saw his penis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all she's talking about.
Oh, see, it's show business out there.
Yeah. While the weather information is happening on the wheel behind her, she's not even mentioning the fact that, you know, there's an unhealthy air advisory.
Yeah, she doesn't care. That's not why she's there.
And they're, you know, they got a guy like they got a Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
The old guy with gray hair who's sitting there. And it's, I mean, it's television that's so bad. It's such a train wreck. It's truly enjoyable to watch.
Great.
And now it's out of my life.
You know, who do we have? We have Chicago Pilsner, or whatever her name is.
Oh, no, you mean that broad on Channel 9?
Gervier Denza.
Gervier Denza.
No, but there's a weather lady on Channel 4. I think her name is Chicago. S-H-I, like, C-A-G-E or something like that.
Do you think that Gervier Denza, is that the name?
Gervier Denza.
Denza.
Do you think she had the dot removed from her forehead?
Stop it.
I think that's is that a tattoo? I'm not familiar with
that. No, I'm pretty sure that she, at one point in her life, was a woman that had to wear one of those veils and, like, couldn't show her face in public.
It's applied fresh daily, I think, is how they do
that. No, she doesn't have a dot.
No, I know, but I'm going
to
answer Mike's question.
Of course, but I mean, but with that religion, what is it, Hinduism?
I believe so, yes.
I thought it was a tattoo.
That's not what I'd heard, but
it's
who knows?
Makeup?
That's what I understood.
You could put one on right now.
Where is it, Rob, where the women have to wear the veils and they can't
India.
Show themselves?
Right. Yeah, India.
Well, it's a Muslim thing also.
I believe so.
But it was, see, in India they wear saris. I think you're talking about it. They don't have to wear veils, but they wear those big saris.
Right. And I'm also now missing out on the chance to watch on Channel 4 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who does the morning cut-ins during the Today Show.
Nick.
You remember that TV show, The Mommies?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I swear to God, this woman might as well be one of the mommies. Her first name is Jane, and she's just old and haggard and weather-beaten, and she's like, hi, good morning.
She seriously looks like she must, you know, stand in back of the buses at the bus station. Inhaling the fumes.
Here's the tri-state forecast. I don't see much sun.
No, she doesn't. But
I don't go out of the building.
She's out of my life now, too. So, you know, it was a great, great 36 hours that I had.
Did you get any Joe Witty?
No. You can get Joe Witty
on the Today Show.
Or on CNBC, where he does weather on the early morning, like 5 a.m. thing.
Joe Witty.
Will you buck up, Don? This will give you more time to spend with Mike Buchanan's fake teeth.
So anyway, you know, nothing goes right.
Not too bad.
I'm not the golden boy. I'm just
You're
not.
The golden boy. Shine again.
No, I'm not.
Someday.
At best, I'm... Bronze. I'm the bronze boy at best.
Speaking of the golden boy, I have to tell you, tragedy at the house today.
No. The golden boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
We, you know, my wife had used the Ditch Witch last week to dig the trenches. And she was talking about what a hard time she was having. And, well, the electrician came out today because she was going to put the conduit in, and he told her that the ditches weren't deep enough. And then he proceeded to tell her that the machine she was using, that 250-pound men have trouble handling it.
Wow.
And so she'd actually made too shallow a ditch. And so the, you know, as much as she is the ultimate do-it-yourselfer, the electricians are going to have to come out and dig another trench.
Well, maybe your wife can help them dig.
Well, I mean, I said to her, when he left, I said, well, why can't you just get another piece of equipment and dig the trench deeper? She said, well, he said it would be very difficult for me to do, and I said, he's full of it. He's absolutely full of it. I know your capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I know your capabilities.
He doesn't know her.
You know, she because she started the trench.
Yeah.
I think they're going to give her a bit of a break on the
price.
But he was saying, apparently, he was saying to her, you use the ditch. Switch, the one, the walk-behind unit? And she said, yeah. He said, you did that? He said, yeah. And she said, yes, I did use it. Well, no, when we send our guys out, they use the kind that you ride, you know, the kind that you sit on, because even big guys can't handle the walk-behind. They're not practical. They're too much machinery. And I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? She can handle this.
She sure can.
She can handle the ditch witch. No problem. So I guess it's on to another, you know, we're leaving for vacation, and she's got a lot of things she needs to tidy up.
Well, she got
some loose ends.
3 or 4 days to get all that digging done.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is moving the band equipment into the basement today.
Good for her.
It's in the garage, and it can't stay there, can it?
That's right, it can't, little buddy.
I just like to have her move those big, heavy speakers downstairs.
Hey, this is Jack Diamond. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Nice to see you. Thanks a lot. Hey, thanks for moving those crap speakers all the way down to the basement.
Meanwhile, my wife could not be happier. I gotta tell you why. Hey, it's the buzz factor that, you know how last week when we were out at dinner in New York,
mm-hmm. your wife sent me a nice little email picture
of us at the restaurant. Right?
I sent her a thank you for that. It was very nice.
Well, at the restaurant, I think we'd mentioned she was so happy because, you know, Buzz was there, and Buzz was actually engaging her in more conversation than I will engage her in.
Oh, man,
you know.
The tortoise came out of his shell that night.
Well,
I was happy.
I got this new deal now with the with my trainer, with this guy, Rob, the trainer, that I'm so busy now, I'm so scary busy, that he comes to the house now. I don't go to the gym anymore. He comes to the house.
Right.
So he got there this morning and, you know, put me through the workout and stuff, and he's actually got his clothes for you. He's got another job besides this.
Right.
And what he do, he'll go upstairs and change his clothes and put on his work clothes and come downstairs and then go to his job.
Right.
And we got done with the work about an hour, and I'm dripping wet with sweat. I'm like, hey, great, see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I go upstairs to take a nice BM, and I come downstairs about 10 minutes later, and he's all dressed up in his fancy work clothes, and he's just sitting at the kitchen table. My wife's made him a cup of coffee, and they're just sitting there, the two of them, just blah, 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 blah.
Just like Buzz having a good chat with her.
Yeah. Just back and forth, blah, 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 blah. You know, and maybe a less secure man would be threatened by that. I'm not threatened by that.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Any guy that wants to come over and talk to my wife, you know, be my guest.
Buzz would probably have time to go over and have coffee with her in the morning.
I have coffee with my wife in the morning, and it is, as I've told you before, it's excruciating. It is, because I wake up first thing in the morning, and I don't feel like getting into these deep, in-depth conversations about, you know, what are we going to do about this, and what are we going to do about this, and did you read this in the paper, what do you think about this? You know, I just want to have my coffee, go take a nice BM, and just be left alone
For the better part of the day.
I got a solution. Well, you say you don't mind your trainer guy talking to your wife. I was going to say, if you did mind, then you would just move that BM from upstairs to downstairs. You just do it off the kitchen. that would be the way to eliminate
Stop that.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to BM in the kitchen bathroom anymore.
You, I know it doesn't bother you, but it certainly annoys you, right? Doesn't it? Just that all that...
Yeah, sure it does. I mean, and you know, I'd say this on Buzz's behalf, that my wife, if you haven't seen her for a while, you know, and, well, let me preface this by saying I sure do love her.
Oh, of course you do.
But if you haven't seen her for a while and she's got a bunch of stuff to tell you, it might seem, you know, new and interesting to you. And same with this personal trainer that I have, Rob. I would imagine, though, he's planning on coming over to the house 3 to 4 times a week to train me now, that I would imagine maybe a week, 2 weeks into this, he will probably be limiting the amount of conversation that he has with my wife, because she, when she wants to talk, baby, she talks.
Right.
And she talks, and you listen.
Sure.
And that's the exercise.
It'll be interesting to see how that goes over a period of time.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, if he can do it, I can do it.
Listen to him.
Come on, Buzz.
You could handle it 3 days a week, couldn't you?
I probably could,
Well, listen,
I've never seen Buzz the way he was at dinner with anyone. I mean, we've had different people sit at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz,
mm-hmm.
I've had private meals with Buzz. You have, too. Where there's not really a lot of chatter going on. You know, but Frida somehow brings him into this new level.
Well, listen, my wife, I love her. That's why I'm married to her. She's charming and well-spoken. It's just, you know, you be there every day for 20 years. And, you know, after a while, I seriously get...
Did you get the picture? Did you see the picture she sent me on the email?
Yeah.
That said, that's where Rob and I like putting our cheeks together. And the look on your face was just this kind of quiet amusement. But it showed the strain of the evening was written all over your face a little bit.
Because basically my wife is always, even though she bitches at me on the radio, it's more like she's a very happy person all the time. I mean, from the time, and well, God knows, why not? Why doesn't she have a reason to be happy? She wakes up in the morning and, you know, her biggest problem is if she's going to get a manicure today, and you know how she's going to go spend money today. So
sure,
of course she's happy. And yesterday I got home from work, and
because you keep that fresh meat in the root cellar,
you know. As a matter of fact, yesterday I came home and had a very long day. A bunch of I won't bore you with the crap, but I was here like at 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday doing the program director stuff, and then we did the show. And I got home last night, and I'm dragging ass, and I came inside, and she was standing there fixing. And she was like, "Hello, how are you? How was your day? I had a great day. I got everything accomplished I wanted to get accomplished. How are you? How you doing? Come here and give me a kiss. How are you?" And I give her a kiss, and I sit down, and it's like I just go, whew. She goes, "When are you going to be happy?" And I said, "I am happy. I'm just tired." She said, No. "There's always something after that. You're never happy. You're never happy because you don't have the job you want. But then you get the job you want, but then you're not happy because you're working too hard. Then you're not happy because of your contract. Well, then you got the new contract, and you're not happy because of that." I said, "I'm happy. I'm happy, but I've been at work all day. I've been at work from 10 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 at night. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to be talked to anymore. I just want to have dinner.
Let's just want to eat and put yourself in front of the tube and
eat, chill." That's why I said, here's my routine tonight. Eat food, watch Everybody Loves Raymond, go to bed, start the same vicious cycle tomorrow.
You know, you are working extremely hard. I don't think I've ever seen you. You had this same job at the other place. But it was nothing like
this. Well, the other station was not a mess like this station is.
you,
and I'm not bitching about it, because I love it. I wanted the job. But there's a lot, you know, today was the perfect time when she started with the, you know, again, and this morning when I got up, she was like, "Good morning." I said, "What's good about it?" And she said, "Oh, come on, you've got a great day ahead of you today." I said, "Yeah, I got a great day. Rob's coming over here. He's going to make me run 3 miles. I'm going to have to lift weights, do all this crap at 7 a.m. She says, "Oh, come on. It's fun. It's fun." And here's the other fallback. She says, "I was up at 5:30. I ran 5 miles this morning. I feel great."
Wow.
Like, great. Well, that's why she looks so great.
Is that really? She ran 5 miles.
She runs 5 miles every day.
Whoa.
She's a little compulsive about it.
She does look good.
Yeah. She looks great.
Amen.
You try living with her, though.
You're happy with the way she looks.
No, I'm very,
very, very pleased.
Oh, I'm very pleased. Well, my wife has always been hot, but she's extremely hot right now. So she's also extremely happy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, maybe I'm not relating this correctly, sometimes I don't feel like being happy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like being in a funk. Mm-hmm. Like I want to just come home and just wallow in my own funkdom for a while. So when I come home and just be generally unhappy, even though the things that have made me unhappy are things that I've asked for myself.
A man has a right to be unhappy in his own home.
And it's not that I come home and I'm an angry son of a bitch.
No.
It's just I come home and, I sit down and she goes, "Where's your smile?"
She doesn't walk over and, like, talk baby talk to you. Why the long face?
No, but she does come over and, like, she called me all of her names. Like, "Hey, sugar bear. Come on. How are you? Be happy."
Right.
You know, and I hate that.
Was dinner ready?
Yeah, dinner was ready, but we had to wait for my son, who was working last night. So I was, and that annoyed her, too, because I was just sitting at the kitchen table, just doing this with a pencil. Just go like this.
Well, it's a blood sugar thing, isn't it? Also,
she said, yeah. She said, "What's wrong?" I said,
"Need food.
I'm ready to eat. I'm home. I'm ready to eat." She said, "Well, let's wait for Bart so we can eat together." I said, "We'll
need fuel."
Where is he at? He's at his job. He's at his part time job that he's at for 3 hours a day. Daddy's home.
Need fuel.
Need food.
Put fuel in furnace.
Need television.
Mm-hmm.
Need to sleep.
And that was but did you like did you get a chance to see Everybody Loves Raymond?
Only the last half.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It was a theme that you and I probably could enjoy. The theme of the breadwinner and the housewife. It was a theme that is echoed in many American households with Ray and our friend Patricia Heaton having the big debate over who works harder. You know, and she wrote down all of her duties as a homemaker, and then he was talking about being the breadwinner. It was an amusing episode. You know, really, I guess I shouldn't bring that up.
No, well, listen, everything's fine. It's too much.
You love the new job.
I love the new job. I love my wife. I love my family. I love everything. It's just everybody sometimes just has to just back the F off. That's all.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Thank God I have this.
This
forum here today with you fine gentlemen now.
But you would agree that also this week...
Hold on. Here she is. Hello?
Hello, is Ahmad there?
Oh, thank God. I thought it was my wife calling it.
Ahmad?
Who are you calling for?
Ahmad.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Ahmad?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Ahmad.
This Ahmad Al-Held, a hater?
Oh, this is Ahmad. What do you want? I'm very busy. What can I do for you? What do you want? I'm very busy. I got things to do. Come on. Oh, F you. F you, stupid guy. F you, stupid guy. Hang up on me.
Obviously not my wife. I thought she was calling. And she really has no need to call in. If you're thinking about it, honey, don't call in.
I was saying, though, that this is always a time of year, this particular week, before we go on vacation, is always like it's... We're waiting for it. It's a good time. It's a good time for a break.
Good time for a break. So anyway, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Troy from Chico.
Hello, Troy.
Hello, Troy.
Hey, yeah, long time listener, man. It's the first time I've ever called you guys. I love you guys.
Thanks for the bio.
Thank you for the bio. Hey,
I had the same problem when I first got married with my wife. We had opposite schedules. I worked during the day and she was a nurse at night, so she never saw me when I came home from work. And then she switched the days when we had our first child.
Yeah.
And it's hell.
Great. You know what? Frankly, it's not about me, so I don't care. I'm sorry.
Well, when I come home, it's like
is your name Craig?
Have that quiet time.
Is your name Craig?
My name's Troy.
Troy. Troy. Hey, Troy?
Yeah.
Troy, it's all about you, isn't it?
And Troy, right now, I'm sorry to say it's all about me, Troy. I have no room in my...
You could.
All right.
I mean,
oh, I got you.
This is an opportunity for Bart to explore a whole new culture and different cultures and different regions.
Gotcha. I've seen
He's
American
about
Pie.
Your son.
Yeah, I've seen
son.
American Pie. Don't worry. Seen it.
I mean, Think about Bart. Not just yourself and what it'll cost you to feed that foreign bastard.
Is the girl... Is the girl, incidentally, who stripped on the internet in American Pie, is she going to be in American Pie, too?
Yes.
She is, Rob?
You know, oh, fantastic.
I didn't tell you that.
Is that the one, Rob, that was at the MTV Awards?
Yes, the one in the brown.
Oh, my God.
The one in the brown. Mm-hmm. Damn, she's hot. You know, that's another thing we got to do before vacation. We have not yet put out our list of the 2001 hottest women.
We were supposed to do that before the 4th of July.
We were. Well, we will. So listen, to here's the letter from this penthouse forum, okay? My wife, Lori, and I have been married nearly 2 years. Because of job transfers, we haven't taken a vacation since the 4th of July. On this particular three-day weekend, we borrowed my dad's pickup and his walk-in camper set out to visit Wisconsin. It was 6 p.m. when we started looking for a campground, but because of the holiday, they were full. On the side road, we finally came upon a small campground that actually had open sites. It was now 10 p.m., and by the time we checked in, set up the camper, had a little snack, it was midnight. A cement block building had a sign that read showers and arrows, pointing to the men's and women's side. We decided to take quick showers before turning in.
I love penthouse forum.
Amen. Lori asked me to wait outside the girls' door till she finished, but I suggested that since it was so late and no one was around, she could join me on the men's side.
Oh.
She hesitated at first, but finally agreed. We were only minutes into enjoying the hot water and each other when we saw two naked men standing in the doorway. I guess because of the noise of the shower and our laughing, we had never heard anyone approaching. One of the men was my size, about 6 feet, 170 pounds, with a normal size.
Like
now listen, here's where it gets gay. The other man was taller, well-built, and had a... that reminded me of a mule I had seen when I was a kid.
Wow.
So he's immediately looking at the guy's thing.
This thing was huge... and beautiful.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Now, that's weird.
Lori hid herself behind me, but was peeking around my shoulder. We stood there, frozen, for what seemed an eternity. Suddenly, to my total surprise, she tossed the soap to them and said, "There's plenty for everyone." As I turned to look at her, I was amazed to see her were swollen and... like the first time we'd ever make love. The two men walked towards us. They're already swollen and...
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a new regular feature.
I love it. The big... Now listen to this. This is a guy writing about his wife looking at
well,
the man's...
beautiful is...
Wait, you know.
The big... of the larger man was... magnificent. Lori never took her eyes off it. The smaller man was the more aggressive of the two and went to work lathering up my wife inside and out. Lori wiped a handful of soap from her and began stroking the big guy's mammoth. She was having the time of her life since I was the first and only sex partner she'd ever had. Let me see. Lori had hold of both of their as we traipsed into the dressing room where the three of us toweled her dry. Now, hold on. I'm going to go down. The big guy and I were at opposite sides of the table, cheering things on. Lori's hand went out for the big guy's... This was the most attention she'd ever enjoyed.
Sure.
5 minutes later, the little guy gave a yell.
Oh.
And...
Yeah!
Something and pulled himself together and went outside for a smoke. The moment she'd been waiting for had finally arrived. As the big guy walked towards the end of the table, Lori raised her knees, separating the of her to accept the giant. He laid his huge across her and onto her stomach. I think he wanted to show how far his was going to reach. The head of it overlapped her belly button.
Wow.
His... is magnificent.
There he is.
Now, again,
this guy seems to be paying way too much attention to...
Allegedly, it's the woman's husband, right?
Right.
He told her he was going to... her. He placed the... of his... at the opening of her... As he began to push his way, my wife grabbed my arm with one hand and held onto the edge of the table for support with the other.
She raised her to accept him. A squeal arose from her throat as her surrounded the swollen of his... He began inching, slowly at first. His, with her, each went deeper until he was to the hilt. Lori was clenching her mouth, turning her head from side to side, and constantly uttering things under her breath. After what must have been a half hour or more,
wow,
the big man with the mule shouted, "I'm going to..." He gave one hard thrust, arched his back, and said, "Yes, yes, yes," over and over. She slammed against him, breathing in short gasps. She seemed to be having multiples. He stayed in for 3 or 4 minutes, doing this every 30 seconds or so. I'm sure he was all this time.
Wow.
I guess he wasn't kidding when he told her he was going to fill her up.
Oh, my.
As he slowly withdrew his now wilting stream of flowed from her like a flood. It ran down her onto the table and puddled on the floor.
Oh, my. Wow, that's a heck of a letter.
The man quickly dressed and left the shower without saying a word.
Of course.
I climbed onto the table and held Lori's head and shoulders in my lap. We heard two motorcycles start up and speed off into the night.
There they go.
In the camper, we bedded down and talked all night long. We've never spoke of the incident since then, but to this day, whenever my wife hears a motorcycle, she looks to see who's riding it.
Oh, my.
And that comes from FC in Colorado.
I cannot begin to tell you how enjoyable that is.
A lovely story.
How gay is that, though? I mean,
yes, the guy doesn't seem to have any... He doesn't seem to be participating in any way.
And normally, when these stories are written, they're written, like, about the women and and what the women do and how the women look. This thing is all about the guy's magnificent...
Yes.
His big... What does it say back here? Hold on. He had a... That reminded me of a mule I had seen when I was a kid.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, you never know who pens those. You know, perhaps it was a woman that was actually writing it. You never know.
I don't know. Or maybe it was, you know, like we've always thought, just the editors of Penthouse who get together and get drunk.
Yeah, have a few beers and just write them. You know, I was standing at my magazine rack.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I'm 15 inches.
Yeah, right. But anyway, pretty gay.
You know what? You did that very well.
Yeah,
you were very handy with the buzzer, you know, self-editing there.
And, listen, we got to do a Caller 100 right now, but when we come back, I'm going to continue the theme from yesterday's show with bestiality.
Yes.
With a story that comes to us from the great state of Maine, a current story as timely as today's headline.
Oh, good. I'll be visiting there on my upcoming vacation.
About the zoophile who was sentenced.
Real? A zoophile?
Zoophile.
Like a guy that goes to zoos?
I think it kind of ties into the thing we were talking about yesterday with the Hot 99 and the sex thing.
Right.
Guy who likes to have sex with animals. Apparently that's what they call them. Zoo father. A zoophile.
Zoophile.
And his father. Well, I'm going to give away the story. His father beat him over the head with a shovel because he found him doing something.
Well, there's good parenting, you know.
An animal. So that's, hey, there's a reason to stay tuned. And call 100 right now at 877-365-3636, okay?
Reminded me of a mule.
Get a prize package selected especially for you.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
Barons of the Jizz Biz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll get our Caller 100 here. I'm just looking at this picture of Britney Spears.
Doughies.
In USA Today. Nice, she looks great.
Baby fat.
I'm just wondering.
She's just a little chubby.
Does she, do you think she's got the JonBenet look down there? Because her pants, her jeans, have got to be 4 inches down from her belly button.
That's the look now.
Well,
more so with her.
Well, no, let me draw, though.
I know what you think.
I think that hair should be...
I know what you're saying.
You see, what I'm going to draw here on this picture out of USA Today. See, that's what I think it should look like.
No, Don. I think it would be more like this. I agree with you, instead. I just don't want to take it a little further.
Yes?
I need a black pen, Rob.
Here you go.
I think your theory's right, though. She's a very bad girl.
You need a blonde pen.
She might be shaved down all the way. Britney Spears might.
I think it would be more like this.
Let me see.
Here's Mike's rendition.
That would be.
That's a little more accurate.
It says, Britney Spears, Serfontaine jeans were about as low as you could go as she introduced the Wango Tango Festival. And I got a picture of her here in the newspaper in USA Today. And really, her pants are so low, either she's... Okay, I saw your picture already.
Well, no, I updated it.
Hold on, I didn't see that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're going to France.
Yeah.
It's all about France.
Unless she's totally going with the JonBenet look, I think a normal good girl would have some... If she had her jeans pulled down that far...
Well, I think that...
There'd be some hair there.
There are various, gardening schemes that can occur. I mean, sometimes you can just have a little bit right above. Sometimes you can have a little bit, a little further above. That would allow
what do you
for...
Think she's got maybe a Hitler mustache down there?
Well, no,
that's all she's got?
I think it would allow for a small landing strip. Maybe an edited landing strip.
It would have to be like the size of a dime, though.
Yeah, it'd be more of a helipad than a landing strip, I think.
I think if it went all the way up over the jeans,
Look how low down.
So what you're saying...
Look at how low down the line of the jeans. It seems to me that you would probably... Well, I'm very concerned about being...
Well, you know what? You should get out your magazine that you had before, and we should take a look at that.
I'm very...
Because then you can use it for comparative purposes. You can look at where it begins, and maybe, it's not going to be exactly proportional, but you can get a general idea. Although there's so much trimming that goes on in that.
I'm concerned with being censored, but I think that suffice to say that...
I think we're walking around it fairly well.
That
Boy, that one picture there, that was magnificent.
I think probably Our Lips Are Sealed by the Go-Go's would be a song. I think you might be able to see the beginning of something here.
Oh, no, no.
I think at least the very top part...
Of that?
Yeah.
Of the real thing?
Yeah. Mm. That's what I think.
So.
All right, well, let me find a picture of a naked girl in here in Penthouse Magazine. Well, Christ, they're all shaved.
Yeah.
See, that's a good thing. Elvis song.
They're all 100% shaved in there.
But you can sort of look at the distance between their navel and...
All right.
Well, but if you... There isn't any hair in there at all?
No. These two chicks in this picture are just both...
Go for the regular...
Any amateurs in there this month?
All right, here you go. Here's a girl who's got some hair. Now, not much hair. But see what I mean? That see right here? It seems
but
like...
that's a difficult angle. That is a really wacky angle.
Okay, you're right.
An angle only her doctor knows.
All right, what about...
What am I saying?
What about this angle?
Yeah, she's still lying.
She's lying down.
What is that device?
A telephone cord?
What is that?
We need something where a girl's just standing up naked.
Something to do with the internet, I think.
All right, hold on a second.
What we need is a 1978
flavor. Okay, here we go. No. Here's a girl standing up naked.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And see, there's a lot of space between...
Yeah, but look at the picture of Britney Spears now.
Okay.
In today's USA Today.
Yeah, we've already defaced it.
Okay. Let's see. Hold on now. But from Britney Spears' belly button to her pants is about... In the picture, about a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
So let's say this is a bigger picture.
Right.
Let's go from her belly button to... See, the pants would be... It seems like her pants are right where her place is. Right? If this girl's got her pants where Britney Spears has her
pants... Try to see the pelvis on Britney Spears. Can you see the pelvic bone?
It's from the front.
Or as this list continues.
Raw oysters.
No.
Popsicles.
Yes.
No. A facial mole.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yes.
Chocolate. Now you're just saying it just to say it.
No! Hold on a second.
Chocolate kisses.
Madonna without her mole is not the same Madonna.
Right, she's better without the mole.
No, I like her.
I'm not a fan of the mole.
The mole, Marilyn Monroe with the mole,
that makes you think about sex?
Cindy Crawford with the mole.
A big brown lump on somebody's face makes you think of sex?
Yes, Dr. Melanoma, I do. I do think about sex.
Chocolate kisses.
Chocolate, like Hershey's kisses?
Yeah.
No.
No, me either. Drew Barrymore. Absolutely
see,
not.
So the only individual that's on that
list.
She's
the only one named by name here, number 79.
Except for Christiane Amanpour.
Right. And I would do Drew Barrymore in a heartbeat before Christiane Amanpour.
As would I. Now, see, that's where I'm confused. That's where I'm complicated.
Airline bathrooms. I've got to say yes to that. That, yes, whenever I go in a bathroom on an airplane, tough. I do. The thought does cross my mind about having sex in there. Mm. Whether it's by myself or with somebody else.
Yeah, I suppose, but in a real, like, distant way.
Yeah, but, well, that sucks.
Okay.
Okay. Cowboy boots. They do not make me think about sex.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't, Mike.
No, I'm just talking about me.
Women auto mechanics? They don't make me think about sex.
No, I haven't seen enough.
Visible panty lines? Yes, make me think about sex.
Okay.
No visible panty lines? Yes, also sure. Make me think about sex. Whipped cream?
Yes, does make me think about sex. Just in general, whipped cream. I'm not finishing a sentence here, so just whipped cream. Like seeing a can of whipped cream.
If I see a can of whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
One of the many thoughts that runs through my mind is sex. Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No, I think about pie.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
And so does Rob.
I think about pie too, Mike. A different kind of pie.
I understand.
Collarbones. No.
It makes your mind wander and think, yeah, probably yes.
Sleazy waitresses.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wholesome waitresses.
Yes. No.
Women cops.
Yes.
Yes. Come on, that's a yes.
Yes.
Peggy Lee singing Fever.
No.
No.
Peggy Lee singing anything.
Christ, no.
Makes me think about farts.
Little cashmere sweaters.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, yes.
That would be a yes.
Yes, yo. Oh, yes. Pierced anything. No, because some piercings
are gross. Like eyebrow piercing does not make me think about sex.
Okay. Well, that's it. We went through the list. And all they have besides that are these dumbass stories.
Stories about men and their experiences.
Things that men think are sexy.
Is there a Christiane Amanpour story in there?
No, shocker, there isn't, Mike.
I'm going to write one.
Let me see. One night after work last holiday season, I took my nephew to visit Santa Claus in the mall.
nephew. Okay, right there. Nephew, okay?
The line wrapped around Santa's village three times. Each time we passed Mrs. Claus, she and I locked eyes, and I imagined us going at it wildly inside one of the little toy houses.
God.
Okay, please.
These are made up.
Please.
These are so made up.
I am eating a candy apple, which reminds me of toenails painted with red deep polish, which reminds me of stiletto heels, which reminds me of a dancer I saw in a club, which makes me think of...
Do I really have to say? You know something? When a guy is eating something that he's enjoying,
right. He's
probably not thinking about sex.
Let me see. On a recent trip to the supermarket for dinner ingredients, I noticed a tall, shapely woman in the meat section. I wound up behind her in the checkout line, and as I surveyed the contents of her cart, I envisioned us in my kitchen cooking up a meal. We never get to eat, though, because we end up in bed first.
Alec Baldwin has just arrived, and he is really...
He's,
I think you should read all these stories like Alec Baldwin. I think that would be the best way to do it.
Cooking up a meal.
Alec, are there any other stories there that are worth reading?
Sitting in the fifth row of the Cirque du Soleil, I watch a young contortionist twist her body into impossible positions. Please. Let me see. Peeling a post-it note from a pad is such a smooth, elegant, sensuous process that whenever I do it,
I think of delicately peeling the clothes off a certain shapely co-worker.
Please. Listen, I think about sex an awful lot.
Right.
And I'm surrounded by Post-it notes. Mm-hmm. I write myself a million Post-it notes a day. There's no way they make me think about sex.
No, not
no this. Way.
Unless the Post-it note said from the desk of Christiana, I'm poor.
Let me give you another one. Hold on a second.
Even my desk makes me think about sex. Working late one night, I lay my head on it to rest. And all my exhausted brain could muster was desk, desk, desk. Then it became sex, sex. I began having sex with the desk.
Oh, God!
Those thoughts hit me every time I look at my desk. Signed, Jeremy Coleman. Gassing my car up at a self-serve pump on a super hot day. My thought process goes like this. Gasoline, summer stock car races, pickup truck, bale of hay, tube top, tube top, tube top.
I'm reading these out of the magazine. I'm not making these up.
They're all in the magazine.
Please.
Jeez.
In the magazine.
In the magazine.
And finally, I'll give you... Here's a real faggy one.
The smell of Mom's home-cooked meal never fails to turn me on.
Oh, now, come on. Hey, hey, hey.
I get to thinking of licking mashed potatoes and gravy off nice, soft breasts and thighs.
That's so good. That's sick.
Mom's home-cooked meal.
Alec, what's wrong with you?
The Widow Baldwin.
The Widow Baldwin.
Oh, dude, that's a crock, man.
You know, there's a lot of stuff in Glamour Christ. And Cosmo that's like that. It's funny. It really cracks me
up.
Oh,
God damn.
Mom's home cooking. Oh, who'd have known it, Alec? Who'd have known it?
Mama Baldwin.
The Widow Baldwin.
It's me and Billy. And who are the other ones?
Steven.
Steve Baldwin.
And Tito.
And Tito Baldwin. Hey, boys.
The Baldwin boys.
Okay. That's from Glamour magazine.
Pretty interesting stuff, but all made up. Weird.
Bunch of crap.
A few things in there. A few things we identified.
Crap it is. We will be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sports 1140 KHDK. Your proud home of the Kings.
Kathy bought a house with a pink toilet, green tile from the 60s, and a shower with no water pressure. She went to ImproveNet.com, the complete home improvement resource, and clicked on bathroom. She researched design ideas, shower heads, hand-painted tile. She even found a contractor. Next, the kitchen. ImproveNet.com. It's more help than you'd expect to find in one place. For free designs, advice, or help finding a contractor, go to ImproveNet.com.
Here at Corporate Music Labels of America, we know how important music is to you. So we provide music that's really fat and nasty.
Right on. I mean, I don't know if you went to Georgetown, but I don't think that it would take a great amount of medical training to just take a laser down there.
No, not at all. But I mean, if he's a doctor, he's a doctor.
A woman's, you know, place.
It's really not that technically difficult to do it, but the problem is... knowing when to keep yourself out of trouble and knowing what skin types that you should laser and what skin types you shouldn't laser.
What's the hairiest?
He's a doctor.
What's the hairiest woman you've allegedly ever given this procedure to? Describe the mass of hair.
Up to the belly button.
In 30 seconds or less, name as many human bones as possible. Basic femur, anatomy.
Fibula. Humerus, radius, ulna, phalanges, you know, I'm going to keep going, ilium, ischium, lumbar spine, sacral spine.
Pretty good.
Cervical spine.
I mean, more bones than I would know.
Yeah. I'm so stupid, you ask me, it would be, you know, the knee bone's connected to the
ankle bone and the ankle bone. And I'd say the knee bone was connected to the ankle bone. Well, what a deformity that would be.
The knee bone is connected to the thigh bone, right?
Yeah, I want to play.
I believe that this guy is probably running some kind of...
He sounds very young.
He's running a free clinic or somewhere, you know, some under-the-table, unlicensed place.
Sure, he's in an ambulance with Burt Reynolds.
All right, and so you say it's about $350 to take care of a woman's place?
Yes, per session, right.
This is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. Let me just take this.
Well, I tell you, I tell people up front that it is uncomfortable.
What other kind of surgeries do you perform?
pretty much the whole gamut. As a surgeon, we do abdominal surgeries, hernia surgeries, that kind of stuff. I kind of stay away from the brains and the heart and don't really do much bone surgery, to be honest.
No, wait a minute, hold on.
He sounds like such a dullard.
I'm waffling on this because I'm thinking,
stay away from the heart and stuff.
I know the guy who did my eyes
is the guy who did Tiger Woods' eyes. I'll give him a plug here. Dr. Witten from Laser Eye Associates. Fantastic.
Now, that guy, he does eyes.
Right.
That's what he does.
He's an optometrist.
He's an eye doctor. If you go in and say to him, man, I got a backache, he's going to say, get out of my office.
An optometrist or an ophthalmologist, which is the medical term? I'm not sure. I think it's ophthalmologist.
An ophthalmologist is an MD, and an optometrist is not an MD.
He's an ophthalmological surgeon.
My point is, though, that he is he's an eye doctor. You wouldn't go to him if you had a problem with your heart or with your kidneys or with your stomach.
Right.
But you're saying that not only can you laser a woman's pubic hair, but you could also take care of a hernia.
That's right.
Are you a dermatologist?
Because
normally that hair removal, if it was handled by a physician, would be done by a dermatologist.
It's commonly done by dermatologists, but a lot of people outside the specialty of dermatology are doing laser hair reduction. And
How do you become a full-service doctor? How do you become a doctor who takes care of hernias and also it takes care of a woman's pubic hair?
Just do a lot of reading and a lot of training.
You're a general surgeon.
Right.
So you have an affiliation with a hospital?
That's right.
And why do doctors branch out into these things?
Sheer interest, for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're interested in women's pubic hair?
Well, interested in doing laser procedures. And it's not just limited to that, but
you're doing it for the money, right?
Certainly, that's something that we all think about, but it's not like I say, it's cosmetic procedures, and so people.
How old are you, doctor?
Cosmetic procedures.
How old are you, doctor?
39.
Hold on, I got a guy on the phone who says he's not a doctor, and he can tell us why. Mm. Hello, Dave.
No way. If he's a general surgeon, he wouldn't be talking about cutting bones and things like that. He just
Well, I don't cut bones. That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
Would you like to quiz him?
No need.
Thanks for your help.
Oh, come on now. You called up to say he's not a doctor. We can tell you. He can tell us why.
Well, he should be able to name more bones than what he was naming. He was naming some pretty common bones.
How many bones can you name on the telephone, Dave? Is that your name?
Yeah, sure.
How many bones can you name?
Trapezium, trapezoid, scaphoid, lunate, hamate, femur, he already said 20, let's see.
You're no better than he is.
Occipital bone, parietal bone, frontal bone,
How do you know all that stuff?
Clavicle.
How do you know all that stuff?
Huh?
How do you know all that stuff?
I went to the Fred's College of Medical Knowledge.
Okay, no help.
All right, okay, well, listen, I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt and say that maybe he is a doctor who, you know, branches out because it's $300 every time the girl comes in to have her pubic hair done, right?
That's right.
So it's a total of $1,500.
What are your standard operating instructions for before surgery?
Before surgery, we just have you shave the area the morning before you do the procedure. And that's about it. And then pretty much we tell people whatever you want done, you can shave it that morning. And then just treat it like a little bit of a sunburn afterwards. Treat it gently, no scrubbing and no sun exposure.
Shave that fang.
Would this be your worst case scenario? They say to you, excuse me, Dr. Giggles, a woman is in to have her pubic area lasered down. And you walk in and you see Beatrice Arthur.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider.
And you suddenly call for the larger laser.
Joan of Arc with the Lord.
The kind they used in Real Genius.
Really cool.
If you had a woman like Beatrice Arthur, I mean, hairy like an animal, would you charge her more?
No, we just basically charge per area, so it's not per square centimeter of area.
And listen, for the record, I'll give you one you can use in your office. What's the difference between Beatrice Arthur and an old shoe?
Not sure on that one.
You could eat an old shoe if you had to. Right on, Maud.
Right on, Maud.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks.
See you, Doc.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Listen, I'm a little bit concerned about Buzz.
Oh, we all are, sir.
I think it started with the back with the stroller issue.
Uh-huh.
But he seems more agitated. He's bickering with the callers. He's busting balls. What's changed with Buzz?
Buzz was hit by a stroller in New York.
Right.
Yes. That was interesting.
Well,
You're right. I have been. I've noticed this about myself, but I've been a little angrier lately, especially with callers, and I don't really know why, other than the fact that, you know, after about a million stupid calls, it begins to get on your nerves.
Well, I understand what you mean, Buzz.
Yeah.
We used to be able to count on you as being the nice guy, but now you're just another ball buster.
Well, no, but I think I only do that, and for that matter, I think Don and Mike only do that when somebody really deserves it.
I agree. F you, sir.
Yeah, right, you dumb.
Michael,
call me that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
But we, the listeners, could count on you, Buzz, to be the nice guy.
I
half you.
Yeah, but it is, I mean, the stroller cutting him off, he was ready to pick up the child and run down the street.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, maybe it's not, maybe it's the location of the place, not the location of the beginning of her hair.
You're talking about with Brittany?
Uh-huh.
You think what? You think her place is like lower?
Behind her?
Sideways?
Closer to her duke?
Yeah, I mean, I knew a girl.
Well, every woman's place is close to her duke,
yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, but it could be, I think what this guy's saying, it could be, if your average woman's place is here, maybe hers is further down.
I think that does, I think, you know, depending on the height of the woman, it has it can look different.
Yeah, I mean, I had personal experience with a young lady who I was actually concerned whether she had one. I had to go so far.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Sure. Right,
that's a good point.
I think I've seen enough magazines to know that there are differences.
Yeah, there are. And maybe this guy's right. Maybe Britney Spears' place just starts like...
down there, a little bit lower.
Like by where the taint is.
Yeah, I mean...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Buzz.
It ends where the taint is.
Yeah, but maybe that's where hers begins, though.
Begins and ends.
Hello.
Hey, hello, I'd like to talk to Buzz.
Yeah, he's
yes,
here.
Sir. I'm here.
Buzz,
what?
Would it be okay for me to rest my balls on your nose?
No, I don't think it would, but thanks for asking.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to talk to you about that Britney picture.
Yeah.
I pulled into a gas station, and the guy hears the radio, and, oh, you listen to Don and Mike, foreign guy. While he's inspecting my car, I walk next door to the convenience store and grab the picture.
Yeah.
If you look on the left side, right next to her arm.
Yeah.
You can actually see her hip bone where it goes down. The top of her thing probably didn't start for about 2 inches below those jeans.
All right, maybe you're right. But you know what? Maybe she's built like a Chinese girl.
I don't know.
Didn't we establish that? When was the last time? Did we ask somebody specifically about that?
Yeah, we did.
She said no.
I know.
Yeah.
But I still live with that dream.
Well, live with my motto, though.
What's that?
Trust no one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio God.
Hello.
Hey, I'd like to offer Buzz the nice rolled up joint of skunk bud.
Nah, you know, that, thanks anyway. That stuff's illegal.
All right, goodbye, you. Get out of here.
Oh,
all right, you know, I never got to the zoo file. I guess we will do that right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tapes.
Right.
They try their damn best. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey, Rob, would you get a chance? Go up to the office. Put myself out here today. Pull a bunch of the 1980s hit CDs. I'd like to do a little stump the stoop today.
Very good.
Play a little name that tune. I bet you I could name every tune in 1 second.
1 second?
1 second. I'll be taking on any and all comers.
Absolutely.
Oh, who's this? Britney Spears? Hello, is this Britney Spears?
No.
Are you calling? Oh, you must be calling about Britney Spears.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Dynamite?
Great, thanks.
Hi. Yeah, I was at the show this weekend, and I happened to get some real good close-up pictures of Britney. And I do see what you're saying, how her pants line has got to be 6 inches below her belly button.
Right. Oh, so you actually took, did you take pictures of her genitals?
I was looking for them. I do have one picture where she kind of has her thumb in her pants, kind of pulling her pants down a little bit. But I didn't see any bueno arbusto.
Right, no bush.
No.
Well, there may not be any to see.
Yeah, right.
That's why we're having this discussion.
She may have the JonBenet look.
She's got to.
Yeah.
She's got to have that. Right. I can email the pictures to you.
All right, hold on a second, please. Hold on.
You got it.
Lisa will give you some email address to get a hold of us. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, this is Matt in Charleston. How you guys doing?
Hello, hey, Matt.
We still have that last guy on hold.
What's that?
I just have a sneaking suspicion he may be the Mike Landis guy.
Hold on, is this the Mike Landis guy?
Mike Landis who? This is not the Mike Landis guy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Just there was a little bit of it, you know, that same, it almost sounded like the same, you know, Morris Jones.
Hello. All right, what can we do?
Wouldn't that be cool?
I got a great story for you guys. It's a killer one. It's killer. It's on the theme of your bestiality theme. Yesterday carried over to today. I know I'm a little early, but about a guy I knew in high school.
You know what? Hold on. Let me get to this story that I want to read for a minute. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you.
All right, dude.
I promise. Hold on a second. Thank you, dude. Let's see. Don and Mike, this news report comes from the Banger Daily News.
Banger?
Yeah, right. I hardly knew her.
Banger. I'll be reading that paper in less than a week. The Banger Daily.
This article recently appeared. Let me see. Your regards. I listened to you in Portland, Maine from John, who listens to us on WZAN. And the headline says, Zoophile's father sentenced. An elderly man who pleaded guilty to attempted murder for attacking his adult son with a crowbar.
A crowbar?
Because of his sexual preference was sentenced Wednesday. Frank Bubble, B-U-B-L-E.
Hello, Frankie.
Or Bubble.
That's right.
Frank Bubble pleaded guilty in December to attempted murder and to elevated assault sentenced to 8 years. With all but 9 months suspended, he will begin serving both sentences concurrently today. He also was placed on probation, blah, blah, blah. He was convicted of trying to kill his son, Philip Bubble, age 44.
The Boobles.
An admitted zoophile, or a person who has a sexual attraction to animals.
Admitted. As opposed to convicted or registered.
The elder Bubble struck his son several times with a crowbar.
There you go. You stay away from my cow.
On September 13th, at the Parkman home the two men shared.
Well, Jesus, you're not going to be bricking my chickens anymore.
The younger Bubble, who suffered a broken arm and had to have 63 stitches to his head.
Wow.
Incurred $6,000 in medical expenses. I know what I did was wrong, and I'm sorry.
God damn it, right.
The elder Bubble said Wednesday in court.
You won't be staying near my dog anymore if I hit you with this crowbar.
He said his son was living a nightmare before the incident. He had had a lack of sleep, the old man had, and his son's behavior pushed him over the edge.
I was awful goofy tired, I don't mind telling you, and then I saw him fondling the family cat.
Well, hold on, you're going to find out what he found the kid doing.
Okay.
The man to a 44-year-old son. Although he did not attend the sentencing, Philip Bubble earlier presented the court with a rambling statement. Most of it pertained to his being a zoophile.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. Contacted by telephone.
Contacted.
At his home after the sentencing, Philip Bubble repeated what he said after his father pleaded guilty in December. He didn't think his dad needed jail time, just psychological counseling.
Oh, right. Dad needs it. Me so horny.
Philip Bubble also said he was denied his right to attend the hearing because of poverty. Said he called the district attorney, asked for a ride to court, but his request was denied. The younger Bubble also asked the court to allow his dog, a 36-pound short-haired mixed breed, who he's referred to as his significant other and his wife, to be present during the sentencing.
I was wondering if you... Hello, Sheriff.
Hello.
Hi, this is Philip Bubble. Listen, is there an outside chance you could give me a ride? I'm kind of poverty-stricken. I'm living out here in the boonies, and I'm here with my wife, the dog, and I was wondering if you could give us a ride so we could see Daddy's sentencing. Because I'll tell you, we just made love. We just woke up this morning. I made my lovely wife some breakfast. It was some Alpo.
And we'll be right over.
During Wednesday's hearing, defense attorney Randy Day painted a picture of the circumstances that exhausted Frank Buble's patience.
Oh, Jesus, they could make a sitcom out of it.
During that dance in September, the relationship between father and son had deteriorated, and Frank Buble hadn't slept well. Frank Buble retired from the aerospace industry, and a pilot had been paying all of the household expenses on his fixed income. The elderly man was tired of his son's being on the computer every night, and his son's attempt to get his father to advocate zoophilia to parents of his friends whom Philip Buble was conferring over the internet and via telephone call.
Oh, Jesus, Dad, I talked to 20, 30 people that do the same thing I do.
Philip Buble made it a point to tell Frank Buble's pilot friends about his sexual preferences for animals.
Oh, dear.
And that disturbed the elder Buble greatly.
Imagine.
The attorney said Frank Buble tried to be tolerant, but Philip Buble would threaten legal action when things didn't go his way. To support that statement, Day produced a two-page letter written by Philip Buble to his father, in which he was critical of his father's lack of upkeep to the house. In the written letter, Philip Buble, who was unemployed, advised his father he no longer intended to spend time arguing with him about repairing light switches, watering the lawn, or repairing ceiling fans. He wrote, "I'm going to haul your sorry ass into court every time you do this until you learn your lesson." Philip Buble's attitude, the elderly man's lack of sleep, and the fact that Frank Buble came home one day to find his son French kissing the pet dog were too much to bear.
It's my wife, Daddy.
And he made a mistake. Two of Frank Buble's friends testified Wednesday the elderly man was no threat to society. Buble's other child, Karen Buble, forwarded a letter to court saying all the good the dad's done in a lifetime.
Sharon never saw me French kiss the dog.
Let me see. The attorney asked the court to impose a sentence of 5 years with all but 9 months suspended. Before the sentence was handed down, Christopher Almy noted to the court that the horrendous nature of the attack should not be forgotten because the injuries to Philip Buble were significant.
That's right, I took a crowbat to him because he was kissing the dog.
There are no laws in Maine against bestiality. The one bill is now up to the legislature to make sure a crime punishable by a fine of up to $10,000. Maine Animal Association maintains there were 6 animal sex abuse cases last year in Maine. It's a fair sentence. It's reasonable. Outside the courtroom, Frank Buble said he thought the sentence on his father was just.
There are no laws like that in Maine. And Don, that's why I vacation there.
I feel it was a correct decision. No, Frank Buble, I'm sorry. Frank Buble was the guy who was charged.
Yeah, he was charged. He's the one who took the crowbat out of his son.
I feel it was a correct decision. I'll serve my time and do my duty to the public, he said with a big smile on his face.
I'll tell you right now, Philip, I swear to God, Philip, you have to repair that light switch, water the lawn, and fix the ceiling fan, and then you can sleep with the dog.
Hey, Mon.
Yeah, that's what
you listen to me, Don.
What's
the next
that?
Time you do this, Mon, I'm going to, like, write you up, Mon, and take you to court.
That's it. That's it. I didn't get much sleep, and I'm going to get the crowbat.
Don! Why, what are you doing here while I'm French kissing my bride, the dog?
I'll show you what I'm doing. I'm taking this crowbat. I'm going to hit you right over the head with it.
My 36-pound short-haired mixed breed. My significant other, Don.
That's not your significant other. That's bestiality, and I'm going to hit you with a crowbat. There you go. What do you
Ow!
What do you think of that? How about again?
Don!
Now I'll break your arm.
Honey, don't watch this.
No, I'll tell you right now. Don't call that dog. Honey, I'll hit you again.
Honey, use your paw. Call 911.
I'll tell you right now, you're an embarrassment to me and all the other boobles.
Don! I love my wife.
Why can't you be normal like your sister Sharon Buble? Ever since I retired from the aerospace industry, you've been nothing but an embarrassment to me on your computer and then French kissing the dog right in the living room when I want you to fix the ceiling fan.
I hate being a Buble, Mon.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Another bang with a crowbar for you. You take that, little Buble.
You're going to jail, old man.
I suppose you're right.
Well, you're going to jail, old man.
At least I won't have to see you do the dog anymore.
And I'm going to finger the dog every day, man.
Oh, God.
While I watch the ceiling fan break.
That's it. It's another hit with a crowbar. Yeah, take that. What do you think? That's for your arm.
Dad.
Well, good. I broke it.
Why'd you make my wife see this, Dad, my significant other?
God damn it. That's not a wife. That's a dog. Get your head screwed on straight. For the life of Riley. My God, you make me puke. You are a disgrace to the Buble name. Honest to God.
I hate being a booble man.
Just don't name that dog booble. Make it your common law wife. What's wrong with you, son?
I don't know, Don.
All right.
I just love this dog. Well, it's my common law wife.
Well, you just stand there and pull your own blood and I'll go call the ambulance. There we go.
Hey, Don?
Yes, young booble.
Don, as I lay here on the floor?
Yes, younger booble. Yes, 44-year-old booble. 44-year-old unemployed zoophile booble.
Hey, Don booble?
That's right.
Would you get out of kind of elbow and feed my wife before we leave in the ambulance?
Well, I'll treat your wife okay, but it's not your wife. It's a dog. That means another crack with the crowbar for you, damn it. There you go.
Oh, Don, look, you upset my wife. My wife is peeing on the rug.
Lady.
Your lady.
His wife's name is Lady. I didn't believe this story, so I went to the Bangor Daily, and apparently this is a long-running story in Bangor, Maine, and the latest is that the guy who's in love with his dog, whom he calls Lady, has just been fined $50 for keeping unlicensed dogs. That's the best, because there is no zoophile law in Maine. Amazing.
Oh, it's my wife. She's a little hot under the collar.
God, that's not your wife. That's your daughter-in-law.
You make me sick. You're not a booble.
I'm a booble. And don't you hit me with that crowbar, Mom.
All righty, here it comes. Right at you. All right, you get your wife. You get the dog out of here.
That's my lady.
Well, I just saw your lady out in the backyard licking herself. This is one effed up family, I don't mind telling you.
Hey, Don.
Yes, you little booble.
My lady wants a new chew toy.
You put that away, I swear to God, I'll hit that with the crowbar, too.
Don.
There, take that.
You hit my Johnson, Don.
Yeah, well, that's not a booble's Johnson. Because I disown you.
So, I had no doubt it was true, Buzz. I mean, it's from... I can tell it's a real story from the Bangor Daily News.
This is, like I said, this has been going on for a long time. This booble character, 44 years old, calls himself an out-of-the-closet zoophile, and he testified for the state's criminal justice committee on why he thinks bestiality shouldn't be outlawed in the state of Maine.
Is it around Bangor where this happened?
Yeah, yes, and then he testified
in
Augusta.
Dover, Foxcroft, Maine.
Very rural.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hi, yes, I do medical billing, and we do coding, and I was looking up a claim one day, and I happened to look through this ICD-9 book that we use for coding, and there is zoophilia in there, and it's used as a medical diagnosis in one of the clinics that I work at.
Wow.
I didn't know the person's name or anything, but...
Zoophilia. Well, they should call it Booble.
It was.
They should just change the name to Booble, say, wow, you got a bad case of the Booble.
Yeah, if anybody ever gets caught, like, being with a horse or a cow, you don't say you're a zoophile, you're a Booble.
You Boobled that horse.
Yeah, this is something that the doctors have to write down in a medical chart. It's law that they have to write, and so there is a diagnosis for it. I was really surprised.
Inspector, I haven't had a lot of time on the job, but I will tell you right now, it's my best guess that this goat has been boobled.
This guy testified for 30 minutes about his passionate and sexual love for his dog and said if they pass the law against bestiality, he'll have to move to another state.
McLeod! We got another booble on the west side!
A string of booblings.
Wow.
Okay.
It can't be stopped.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Your new home for bestiality.
Wow.
Man. Every day, every way. The Don and Mike Show. Me, stupid me. I thought a zoophile was someone who loves Scott Shannon. Or Elvis Duran.
That too. Hey, man. Woo!
Some disc jockey in a bright Hawaiian shirt.
Fantastic.
The horn. All right, well, that's the bestiality of the day. We got a break.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
What they don't know could fill a book. Don and Mike.
All right, what do we got here? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. If someone was to Google Pony the Tiger, Toucan Sam, the Sugar Crisp Bear, would that make him a serial boobler?
All right, get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Wow, I'm actually on the air.
Right.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I'm calling because I have some inside information about Britney Spears.
What inside information? You mean about her cooch?
Correct.
Okay, go ahead. How do you get this inside information about her place?
Well, I have a friend who is an artist in the recording industry, and he was in L.A. last week talking to an uncle of his who does some tattoo work down there, and he said that she had come in to get a tattoo of what I guess is a pair of cherries right above her private area.
All right.
And he claimed that she was completely shaved.
All right, thank you.
Hmm. You're welcome.
Goodbye.
You never know.
I've heard she has that tattoo, so that
really?
Works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you, Buzz?
Yeah.
You know what my motto is? If a tattoo artist says it, you can take it to the bank.
Yeah, yeah, very
hello.
Credible.
Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks. One of the guys in that penthouse form letter that you read sounds like Liddy to me. A guy with a donkey, whatever, and he rides a motorcycle. That's Liddy.
Yeah, there was never anything mentioned about age.
He's like, he was G. Gordon. Don, baby, how's it going? You think G. Gordon is the guy with the donkey-sized...
Out for a ride.
He rode his motorcycle to work today. I saw it in the parking lot.
And maybe the other guy was Lanny Davis.
He's got to be. He's a man of few words. That guy barely spoke in a letter, right?
Right.
Right, that's true. He didn't say much. All right, thank you, my friend.
Well, maybe not Lanny Davis. We have to, you know, because didn't it mention in the letter, not that I remembered it verbatim, but that the other guy was the aggressive one?
I think this is Chris Matthews.
Hardball.
Hardball, right. Hardball. Uh-huh. I told you before, he's married to Kathleen Matthews.
Kathleen Matthews.
From Channel 7.
Anchor lady.
Yeah, right.
Another one of the Washington hotties.
Ugh. God.
You know, when you, really... think, you talk about L.A. And we think about the news that we have in this town.
He should think, he's got a popular show, man. He should think about trading her in on a new model.
Oh,
he really should. He needs to get himself a trophy wife. That's embarrassing. You walk around somewhere, you go, hey, look at that Chris Matthews. Oh, my God, who's that he's with?
Hey.
That's his wife.
He'd look good with Gervier.
Gervier Dinsa.
Gervier Dinsa.
Trade in KM on a...
And Gervier is your favorite. Gervier is your favorite.
Yeah, I like her.
When it's local news, Rob, it's Gervier coming out of your mouth.
I turned to Gervier and just a touch of Gordon.
Listen, I think we have now, through an unsubstantiated source, This is not one of our goof calls, I swear to God. Apparently, some guy at our station in San Luis Obispo, California.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what... Hold on. Let me find out what station it is. Guy says the station is KKAL 99.7 FM.
KCAL.
Right. Guy calls, right, KCAL, thank you.
Right.
Guy calls up and says, hey, our morning disc jockeys had Mr. Booble on the telephone.
Really?
A couple of weeks ago.
Interesting.
So I got a phone number here, and I'm not sure if it's going to pan out.
Is this the Booble's number?
Yeah, allegedly. Right.
This is the younger Mr. Booble?
I don't know. Well, I think the elder one, I think, is in the Hoosgow.
I guess he starts today.
Amazing. He's in jail. This guy's still out.
This guy wanted a ride to the court proceeding.
Right.
Mr. Booble might be home.
Hello, Phil here.
Hello, is this the Booble residence?
That's correct.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We're doing a national show right now. We're on the air. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Phil Booble, how you doing?
Very good, very good.
Now, who's this, the dad or the son?
Well, the dad will still have to be called in prison, so I have a feeling you've got the son.
Okay, the son.
dad's in jail. How long is your dad going to be in jail for?
Supposed to be 9 months.
Do you really love your dog? Think your dog's your wife, ma'am?
Think. She is.
You are really into this?
No questions about it. And it's a very mutual feeling, too.
But you have a sexual relationship with your dog?
Oh, yes. We consummate the marriage. She is now very much in sanctuary because Maine, in its infinite wisdom, has decided to make me a felon in passing this new anti-bestiality bill after a quarter century of tolerance. So before the bill actually was passed, I got laid into sanctuary. She's quite safe now.
She's quite safe. When's the last time you had relations with her?
Oh, let's see. She went off to that place around mid-May, so I guess it's been about that long.
Does she, can I ask, does she perform acts on you?
Lady is actually fairly passive. French kissing, yeah. She's very active French kissing. But as a lover, she prefers the more passive positions.
Okay.
So she is the active partner in many of the oral sex superstitions we use, but otherwise it's fairly passive. I've had other female lovers prior.
You know,
have you ever had much more.
Have you ever had a normal? Have you ever had a normal relationship with a woman?
No,
a human being.
I was born zoo. Moment I hit the hormone zone. Moment I hit puberty. I was attracted to the family dog. I've never had those feelings towards humans.
Have you had sex with anyone except this one dog? Any other animals?
Oh well, I'm 44 years old. Dogs don't live that long. Yeah, I've had taffy. This is all going to be covered in the book. Just finished writing it, and once the book is all set and put to bed, then I'm going to rejoin my wife.
Put in the doghouse.
Do you have all?
Rejoin my wife, and we're going to resettle someplace civilized.
Are all?
Taffy and Pongo were my first two lovers. That's the first 21 years of my active zoo life were just those two dogs.
God.
Taffy was the first.
Have you ever been committed?
Pongo, second.
Have you ever been put in an institution?
Well, I tried to commit suicide. Yeah, I spent some time in psych wards. Yes, but no, not committed in the sense you're thinking of. No.
About half
the zoos out there, they try suicide at least once in their life.
Why?
No.
Why do you think that is?
Why?
Because you're having dogs.
Why? Well, look. All right. Look what happened here. This is a beautiful example. In my case, absolutely perfect. I couldn't deal with the fact that society was going to take my wife away. But I had to be open and honest about my love for her.
Phil, let me stop you right there. Your love for her, this is a creature that cannot communicate.
Maybe the best guess we've ever had.
I wish human communication was half as good. I wish it was as good.
You wouldn't
have such a high divorce rate.
No, it wouldn't, because she doesn't say anything and it's all you.
That's the perfect wife as far as I'm concerned.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's also not true. Their ability to communicate is excellent.
And you say it's consensual?
Completely.
Then why the choke collar?
She never wears that.
There was a picture in the paper of you.
I have not made love to a dog wearing a collar since probably the early 70s. I've always taken their collars off. And of course, nowadays, they never wear the collar at all when they're inside the house.
The dog never tries to get away when you try to do this?
Well, their option during the consent process, of course, is to say no. So yes, sometimes they're not in the mood.
You could just
sometimes they initiate, in which case then I have to consent.
Well, how would they?
However,
I mean, would that remember?
Yeah, and they're not in the mood. Yeah, they'll take off.
How would they initiate?
See you later, guy.
How would they
out of the bedroom?
How would they possibly initiate?
How? All right. Well, first
and remember,
first
this is a family show.
Male or female?
Have you had gay sex with male dogs?
I am fully bisexual, and most zoos are. Yes.
Oh my God.
Easier. Yes.
I'm ready to offer you a contract right now to appear on this show every week. I'm serious. How can I get a pick?
To answer your question, let's pick male first. In the case of a male, I think most people out there will listen are quite familiar that they will very readily latch onto a leg. That's their way of saying, yes, I want sex with you. And we just exchange the leg for something more appropriate.
All right, so the dog humps your leg. What about with a female dog?
Well, female dogs actually sometimes will take you that way. I mean, they will also take you and hump. Other times, much more common, I think, is when they're ready, they will use the classic signaling posture that they use for other male dogs, and that's what's called flagging. They will move their tail off to the side, and they'll look behind over their shoulder, and they'll have their rear end in your face flagging away, and they'll look over their shoulder and say, I'm ready.
Hey, what about
that's one very common
way. You said you're bisexual.
Ladies' way of initiating is real sweet. She'll just get up on the bed, lay on her back, and spread eagle in front of me. She knows what will happen then.
Have you? You said you're bisexual. Have you been on the receiving end with a male dog?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh my God! Even in your Duke?
Duke? Yeah. Oh, you know about Duke?
Well, no. I mean, I've had
German Shepherd. Yeah.
No, he was a good dog. I've used that as a code word. I mean, when you have sex with a male dog, you're the catcher, right? The dog is the pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, I am very often, very, very often with male dogs, since they automatically want to assume the superior position. Very often I'm in the inferior position with them. Vast majority of the time.
Hold on.
They'll want you in the inferior position.
We have not stumbled onto the world's greatest goof, or you're pulling a prank, right?
No, I'm not pulling the
prank. You're telling the truth.
It's all very real. You just got to get online. Oh, man, get online and go to Ian Zulik.
Oh, I bet.
To see the reality.
It's online, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
And
you don't have to take just my word for it. It's all very real.
When your dad hits you with a crowbar.
Yes.
He was sentenced to how long in jail? Something like 8 years?
No. His sentence was for, I think, 8 years, but most of it was suspended. He just going to spend, he didn't, in fact, in two felony counts, he could have gotten up to 40 years. He didn't even bother to go to prison.
He ended up
with 9 months in local jail.
You feel any remorse that you may have driven your dad to that with all this zoophile stuff?
Considering how he was treating me like dirt the entire year prior to the attack, no, not too much.
Well, now, you refused from the story I read in the newspaper.
I feel sorry in his inability to deal with nonconformity.
You refused
and,
to...
Now because of the attack, he's screwed over the lives of every zoo in the state of Maine.
You refused to clean the ceiling fans, though, right? I repaired.
He burnt out the windings in the ceiling fan. I had to completely disassemble the ceiling fan, clip out the burnt out windings, and I actually went to Radio Shack, since this is the kind of work, this kind of electronic work, electronic repair work is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
I went to Radio Shack, got magnet wire from Radio Shack, come back and manually rewound
the
windings out of the motor.
But you don't do anything for a living, right? You don't have a job.
No, not now. There's no person in the state of Maine to give you a job.
You know, if your father...
Based on
I have a question. I have Phil.
Legal here.
Phil.
I cannot...
Well, settle down.
Do
Phil. Settle down. Everybody
Phil,
settle down.
I have a question for you. If your father had such a problem with conformity, why didn't you just move to your own place?
This is my place. I built this house. Pongo and I built this house.
Who's Pongo?
With my own two hands and paws.
Who is Pongo?
He's helped me as much as possible.
Who's Pongo?
Pongo was my lover at the time. This was in the 1980s.
Another dog helped you build the house?
Pongo was my second lover. I already mentioned him. Yeah, he helped.
But is it just Phil? Is it just dogs?
Say again?
Is it just dogs that you're attracted to?
Yes, I'm what's called a bisexual canine exclusive.
Will you be a
technical term?
Will you be loyal to your current bitch?
Very much so.
So if you were walking...
Getting back together and we're going to be moving to a civilized part of the world where I can rebuild, where the two of us can rebuild new homes.
That
won't be taken away from us.
Let's say you're in Central Park on a beautiful spring day and you see a woman walking one of those big, gigantic poodles. You know, like...
Standard poodle.
A best in show. And you go, wow, that's
My expression, since I'm the king of oral, that's my reputation of being the king of oral, my expression is guaranteed. Sit on my face, please. I'm not talking about the woman either.
You do that with the dog?
Oh, yeah, that's my face.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, are you able at this point, if you're in a committed relationship with the dog who is your wife,
right?
Are you in a committed relationship enough that you could be in Central Park, see a beautiful poodle, and not immediately, can you control yourself to be faithful, to be monogamous?
Oh, no, I'm not, I don't consider myself monogamous anymore, no. No, I'm not monogamous. It's what's called open marriage, which means lady is right now, she's quite willing and quite able to be sexually active with the zoo couple she's staying with, and I am likewise.
The sanctuary where you have Lady is they're also into this type of thing?
Oh yeah, we're all over. Wherever you are, unless you're in an extraordinarily rural area, wherever you are, you live within 15-20 minute drive of a zoo couple somewhere.
Phil, you're talking about moving. What other states allow zoophilia?
About half of them do. About 25 states.
I'm going to guess.
About 25 states.
I'm going to guess.
But in my case, I kind of doubt I'll be staying in continental U.S.
Well, I'm going to guess anywhere in the Deep South.
I'm kind of persona non grata.
I'm going to guess. You go to Alabama.
I'd say the Deep South might be uptight.
You go to Alabama.
No, don't work that way.
What do you mean?
The religion Well, you can assume that a Bible Belt state might be worse against us than another, but it doesn't work that way.
How does it work?
The states that are legal are scattered all throughout the country, and so are the illegal ones. There's no rhyme or reason. In fact, if there's any rhyme or reason to it at all, it seems that wherever you're in, if you're in a state that has a 20-year felony law against it, it's more than likely the state right next to you is completely zoo-free.
What is the what are the states? Do you know off the top of your head the states that
I know
condone it?
Them, yes. Which state are you in?
We're in Virginia.
Virginia right now.
Tell me.
Felony?
Felony. Oh, yeah, I had sex with dogs in Virginia. with a dog named Pepper, Dalmatian.
If you watch the show Frasier, do you get aroused when Eddie the dog comes on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
It's for me to see an adult dog. Well, all right, here's a good visual for you.
Okay.
Imagine the last 20 years worth of Miss Universe pageant winners, or Mr. Universe if you're more into male.
Right.
Imagine the last 20 years of Miss Universe pageant winners all rolled up into one stunning, incredible being, and have him or her walking continuously naked, butt naked, in front of you all the time. That's what we see.
That's how attracted you are to dogs.
Yes.
So, like,
that's how they look to us.
If you went to that the Kennel Club show, Westminster, that's like an orgy for you, right?
It's serious. It's serious. Make sure you're wearing dark pants time, yes.
Okay.
That way for all of us.
So you have
kind of a joke. That's kind of a joke in the community.
Do you have trouble
for the equines? Do the same thing when they go to horse shows. Gotta wear dark pants.
Oh my god.
Do you have trouble controlling yourself?
Out in public?
Yeah.
No. I've never been caught. If you need to find someone with the ultimate level of control, it has to be us, because not only are they out there all butt naked, but they have absolutely no inhibitions against having sex with you in public anytime.
Yeah, but what
we
about
have to control ourselves?
They're dogs. What would you say? What about the dogs' owners, though? How do you feel about that? I mean, you know, if you're
I'm out of the closet, so when I'm between spouses and I want to go on dates, I just ask the owner. It says, quote unquote, owner. I just say, can I have a date with your dog?
And do the owners ever take a swing at you?
Nope. Sometimes they say yes.
All right, well, listen, I tell you what. I'm going to keep your number on file here. And if you don't mind, from time to time, when the topic comes up on the show, and it's come up an awful lot the last couple of days.
I wonder why.
We'll give you a call back and, you know, maybe continue some kind of association with you.
Well, I ain't going to be here that much longer. The book is finished, and we're going to be working on getting it into distribution.
What is the working title of your book?
Well, I'm out of here then.
What is the working title of your
book? I can't be separated from Lady this long.
Phil?
The book title is probably going to be, unless something is already out there that has the same title, it's going to be titled A World of Difference.
I know you probably heard this about Lady and the Tramp.
Right. That's a better title.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's already been used in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually fit.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Lady and the Tramp. No, you'll understand why I chose that title when you read it.
Lady in Red. I mean, there's a lot of... True. There's a lot of titles you could use.
Lady in Pink, more like
Dog Day Afternoon.
I know that one's been taken.
You could do a play on Lady Luck, but call it Lady Lick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Maybe
that's
we could
true.
Do this. Maybe we could just give you one of our hotline numbers, and when you feel the need, when you're in a safe area, you could call us just to check in. To tell us what's happening with you.
I got a pen here. Let me get a paper.
Hold on.
Quite acceptable.
I will have as a matter of fact, someone on our staff who shares your love. His name is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
He'll be coming on the line in a moment to give you that special number.
All righty.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
All right.
Well, likewise.
Freak. Hold on, please. My melancholy baby. Wow.
How weird. Man. How freaking weird is that?
And he's out of the closet.
And our thanks to radio station KCAL,
mm-hmm, right,
out in San Luis Obispo, California. I guess they had him on their morning show a couple of weeks ago.
Can't imagine why his dad took a crowbar to him.
can't
possibly envision that.
Me either.
My God.
God damn.
The end of the world. Built this house with Pogo. My God.
God damn.
Wow. Unbelievable.
He's having a long conversation with Joe.
Dude, that hotline is still lit up.
Joe's making his weekend plans.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Mike, please.
Was that the most effed up thing you've ever heard in your life?
I don't think. And you know what?
Unreal.
What was the most? What's that?
This guy is unreal. I can't believe this guy.
You know, it was amazing how matter of fact he was about it. You know, I mean, just proud. Even.
It's amazing, man. There's lots of people out there, and this guy is that stuff.
Yeah, he's the king of them. Jesus Christ.
Do you ever get the smallest impression that he might be putting on a little bit to sell his book, if he has a book in the...
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean...
Yeah, absolutely. With the way he was, you know, he went right for the book, and, you know, he just seemed a little...
Too open.
Yeah, too open. I agree.
You know, I don't know. Based on the stuff in the story, you know?
You know, and if his dad took a crowbar to him, I mean, that really happened, so you got to think something's really going on there.
Yeah,
a long time.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Chris the Gambler. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Chris the Gambler. How are you, my friend? Looks good for you, the Minnesota Twins.
They look pretty sharp. But
yeah.
How about this guy right there, man? Is he a Larry King love child, possibly?
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Donnie from Waldorf.
Hi there.
I just want to tell you about my nephew. He was a skinny little guy, maybe about 90 pounds, and he went in the Army. They shipped him up to Alaska. About 2 years later, he came back a husky effer.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
Good. This is really legit. You
yes.
guys are really not kidding.
Yes.
No,
listen,
what paper was it in?
Now listen, swear to God.
Yeah, I mean, legitimate story. I mean,
on my
amount
kid,
of Bangor Daily News.
On my kid's life. And Buzz, what is the website where you can find this?
Yeah, I need to see this.
The Bangor Daily News. And the Bangor Daily News is a newspaper
I've read
many, many times. It's a legitimate paper out of Bangor, Maine.
Listen, you know what? If we were doing a goof call or a... If it's not April Fool's, this is a story that, frankly, when I read it, I know Buzz thought immediately it's a goof, so Buzz went to the website.
Well, the names were funny, you know, Booble.
Right.
A lot of suspicious elements in the story.
Who came across this on their, who came across it first?
We were sent this by a guy named John.
Right.
Who lives in Maine and listens to our show on WZAN in Portland.
So I could go to Bangor, Maine,
www.bangornews.com, and if you click on archives, they've got a string of stories over a period of months about this guy and his family and everything else.
I have two dogs downstairs, and I do not want to look at him right now. That just disgusts
me. That would be weird.
That's really odd, man. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, see ya.
What a great guess.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Can't argue with that.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. Missed you. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How do you follow up a call like that?
Maybe barking.
One of my coworkers, I work with all these Southeast Asian guys, he's telling me he comes over on a boat from Laos, and they pull into Long Beach Harbor, and there was like this pimp standing out on the dock waiting for all the guys to come off.
Just what?
A pimp. And yeah. I was like, hey, I got girls, but I know most of you don't have a lot of money, so I got this German Shepherd here that I want that's like cheaper than the girls. And he was telling me, $30. No problem.
$30 with a dog.
My goodness. Well, a long boat ride.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air. Please turn your radio down.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, I want to talk about this Booble Doofle guy.
Yes, Mr. Booble.
Yes, what the hell is his problem?
Well, multifold.
I think it's pretty obvious what his problem is.
Multifold. Phil Booble. Welcome to the latest regular on the Don and Mike Show, Phil Booble.
Right.
You know, kid, I'm wondering now, when his wife gets pregnant by another male... Is that a really wrench in his relationship, or is he going to start banging the puppies too?
I don't know. All of these valid questions. Hello, Don and Mike.
He's got open marriage. Boy, it's amazing how the mind works.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Or doesn't.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Can I get a date with your dog, Clink, please?
I'm saving Clink for Mr. Booble.
You know what I just thought it was good for Booble, though? Is after 12 months together, they can celebrate their 7th anniversary.
That's right, the dog years. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
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 So what'd you do? Last year, Old Yeller.
You know, I was starting to go down that road with him when I asked him kiddingly, you know, about, do you get aroused when you watch Eddie on Frasier?
And then he went into that whole dark pants routine.
Yeah,
you know. Apparently, like, that's their little underworld that talks about that. Yeah, it's a common one with the equestrian files,
Hello,
too.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Little joke.
God damn. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Don Mike, this is Chuck. I'm from Fairfax. I just, you guys are usually awfully sharp on the uptake, and there's one thing I think that you were laughing about other things that went over your head a bit. When you were asking that fellow about he had sex with a male dog, did he take it in the Duke? Did you catch his comment about, oh, you know about Duke?
Yeah, we heard that.
I know. No, we heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, I about wrecked the car. I was waiting for you guys to hemorrhage over that one. Anyway, I love your show.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, I would say as open as he is, if he is legitimate, he might be moving to another area, but there may be more crowbars in his future.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're reeling from the Booble experience.
That's unbelievable. I got a title for what he should call his book. He should have called it A Three-Dog Night.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi, Scooby-Doo.
All right, that's all we're getting now. Okay, well, everybody, I think, has agreed that
I think there's a certain segment of the audience that gets genuinely excited about this.
He's the talent find of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Truly amazing. Just hopping from state to state where it isn't a felony.
His name is Phil Booble.
Phil Booble answers his phone because he doesn't have any transportation.
He will fascinate you. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
It's a funny kind of a thing, but you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Beattie, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something?
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load, gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah, you're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Don't, please.
Just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is back.
Right on. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. First of all, let me say that I have a very strong stomach. But okay. With all the nasty visuals that man was throwing out from the spread eagle on the bed, that's when I first started to sweat and my heart started racing faster.
Yeah.
But when he said the part about the dog sitting on his face, that's when I actually vomited in my mouth driving home.
Oh, my God.
So
you mean you... Now, did you actually puke or did you just taste it?
My cheeks puffed out. I mean, it was...
Oh, my God.
Mike made a little face about that time.
And sweaty.
Now it's just lunch coming up, but it had nothing to do with the dog. I see.
I don't know about that. It was pretty gross. But I hope you have him back.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
That's it. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Great, bye.
As he jumps from state to state where it's legal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going, guys?
Hello, it's going great, thanks.
Good, good. I work for a division out here on the East Coast for Yahoo. We do site placement, and I'm not going to mention the site, but there was an actual site that we refused to list that basically was in the Ukraine and had women that were dressed in football helmets and shoulder pads with two handlers handling a gorilla while the woman was having sex with the gorilla.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm serious. I could give you the site off the air. And secondly,
yeah, please do.
Oh, I will. And secondly, didn't his voice eerily sound very familiar, almost like a Dennis Murphy relative?
I wasn't getting any Murphy there.
I didn't hear that, but hold on for that website with a woman in a football helmet having sex with a gorilla.
That's funny.
Hold on, please. And let's make sure that when we go on that website, let's make sure we do that on Alan Linewan's computer. Just in case.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, do you think that guy liked rough sex?
R-U-F-F. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I love you guys. I'm from Maine, down the southern part. It used to be a joke everybody would say down the southern part. As far as the northern part, giving women a compliment with one tooth, I was wondering if that guy goes around looking for a dog with one tooth.
You know, he didn't sound like he had a Maine accent.
No, not at all. But he had that sexual deviant tone to his
voice.
Yes,
he did. Absolutely.
That was, you know, the...
Like somebody who best be put behind bars.
Mm-hmm. He had that fat sound to his voice.
Answer me these questions, three.
Yeah.
It's like a guy that really probably hasn't bathed.
Whatever.
Whatever. Ooh, look at that dog.
Radioactive man number one, Bart Simpson. Whatever.
My father is not into nonconformity. Pricks. Father should have taken it. You know, really, the only thing that dad did wrong...
He's eating the dog.
The only thing that dad did wrong was probably his method.
Hello.
You know what I mean? Make it a little quicker. Dig a hole in the backyard.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Todd from Kiowa.
Hi, Todd.
I was wondering, what do you think the animal rights people think about all this stuff?
They can't be happy.
PETA? No, yeah, obviously they can't be happy. You know what? I did see PETA. You know, I guess on some level I agree with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading somewhere that Calvin Klein
mm-hmm.
was walking into a fashion show in New York recently. And PETA was there with whipped cream pies. Okay? And they started pelting these at Calvin Klein.
Right.
Well, Calvin Klein uses no fur at all in the clothes that he makes.
What were they mad about? Well, why were they mad at Calvin Klein?
They said that they were aiming at some other... Who was the other?
Lagerfeld. Yeah, Karl Lagerfeld.
At Lagerfeld. And that Calvin Klein simply got hit with their friendly fire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know...
You know,
it's like the, you know...
Dopey.
The basic, you know, people that you know, like animals and stuff, yeah, more power to them. And then you get the, like all factions, you get people on the fringes that
right.
that get a little creeped out.
The people that want to throw blood and, you know, then throwing pies. And,
you know, and really, and for
throwing a pie at poor Calvin Klein, what's he ever done?
And for the people that are throwing pies and throwing blood, you know, go up to Phil Booble's house.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah.
You know, throw the stuff at the guy that really deserves it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hello. But not until we've had him on the show a couple more times. Not until we can get every last good zoophile drop out of it.
Because it is, it's seriously driving along the highway. You see the wreck on the side.
Now here's an interesting twist. I just looked up zoophile. I had Alta Vista do a search for me, and many of the sites it listed are French. So that would be something to look forward to.
Rob, hey, guys, maybe you can go to a party.
Hey! Hello! We are wondering where we can find your...
Well... What do you think they call it? A French poodle.
Poodle, right.
This
dog has spread eagle, no? Bonjour. This dog loves giving and receiving oral. The Labrador is flagging.
You would always tell the Labrador will move its tail to the right, look over his shoulder. That is when I know it is time, no? Bonjour.
We have no weather forecast because we are on strike. However, we have so many dogs for you to have sex with.
I would like you to meet my wife, Fifi.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Love you guys. This
Thanks.
Is Ben from in Maine.
Yes, hi, Ben.
I called you guys a few weeks ago to tell him about that story, and your caller wouldn't let me on. He thought I was full of it.
Who's this, our screener?
Yeah.
Well, listen, who can blame? I don't know if it was Joe or Lisa or even Charlie if it was a couple of weeks ago.
You never know because, I mean, it doesn't sound credible. Even when halfway through talking to the guy, I'd say that, you know, you got to wonder. You got to wonder whether it's all 100% legit.
Except it's been in the newspaper.
Well, you know what the biggest fact is that makes me think the guy's telling the truth is his father tried to kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, his father probably... I mean, if the guy is that way,
with
legitimately...
With the crowbar.
That's when the story first came out, is the father tried to kill him, and that's what... was in the paper for.
I feel bad. I do. You can't help but feel bad for the dad a little bit. It's just like, I snapped my cat. You know, I came in that one day, saw him French kissing the dog, and I got a crowbar.
The guy's 44 years old. He's still living at home. He's unemployed.
Yeah, I mean, really.
He won't fix the ceiling fans, and he likes to F dog.
Don't you think attempted murder, if it was a legitimate crime, the guy probably would be doing a little more than 9 months in jail?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it really was, you know.
You know, the judge probably said...
Sympathetic.
Yeah, said, you know what, okay, it's attempted murder, but your son likes to F dogs, really?
Yeah. Okay.
I tell you what, 9 months and you play your cards right, I'll have you out in 30 days.
There you go.
Yeah. And furthermore, I'll put you in one of those prisons with no walls. Yeah. Where you got a nice ping pong table, and and when you get out, I'll help you buy a bigger throw bar. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys ever watch the Westminster Kennel Club on, like, USA Network?
Oh, yeah, I've watched that many times.
Sure.
Well, I've noticed that a lot of handlers and judges and so forth wear dark pants. Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
You know, it does make you wonder the people that are really into their
dogs.
Watch other people, their dog breeders, would be, you know, be so
watch,
that
watch best in show.
Right.
I mean, even though it's a funny movie.
Yep.
watch Best in Show. Watch how into that. I mean, there's no bestiality.
And you know the legitimate breeders, I mean, that really love their dogs and stuff are probably just going, you know,
how dare you? How dare you say so? But I'm...
This is Ron Bennington. How dare you?
Wouldn't you think that in the entire group that
yes,
there would be an occasional...
Course.
Sure.
More than the occasional.
Yeah. I go 50-50. Well, if old Psycho Boy from Maine, what he says is true, then everybody's within 15 or 20 minutes.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Wow. Creepy.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Well, when you move up to New York, be careful of the dog walkers up there. Because I'm sure you'll hire a dog walker for your dogs, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I'll be hiring a dog walker for my dog. That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Noble profession.
Hey, what's going on, Radio Gods?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, first of all, I got two things for you guys. Do you think that guy, J.O.'s to the 101 and 2 Dalmatian movie?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Old Yeller.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Old Yeller, all those movies, sure.
Yeah, right.
And do you think his favorite artist is Snoop Doggy Dogg?
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
You notice that some of the people that call, you know, they're trying to be funny, but they just sound real worked up.
Well, a lot of people
really
are,
really, like,
Mike,
frenzied up. You know?
Hey, I think it's...
Here's the guy, you bet his favorite artist is... Here's another guy, you know. Just go ahead, sir.
I didn't mean
to interrupt.
I think these canine romantics are a little bit more prevalent than we thought. I was reading the article from another newspaper, the Fredericksburg, Virginia newspaper, the Freelance Star.
Yeah.
Actually, it's on their website. And quickly, the story, the guy's wife and kids left him for the weekend. He called the escort service to come in. I guess he's going to try women first.
Didn't we have this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I had this yesterday.
Yes.
I already had it. When we were just putting our toe into the bestiality pool. Today,
right.
Today we're in up to our necks.
We're swimming in it right
Hello,
now.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Welcome to your new home for bestiality.
Well, once again, we pull back the curtain on something we were completely unaware of.
Hello.
Yeah. I work for a non-profit that does publishing of books.
Yes.
And this guy's approached us numerous times to get that book published. And now he's getting ugly because he said he wants to be a member of our group so that he can get publishers' names, but none of the publishers want him to have his name.
Well, couldn't
he
even do it like with a vanity press? I mean, where he pays someone to actually to print the book up for him?
Yeah, right. But if he's poverty-stricken, he wouldn't be able to finance that.
All right.
True.
He's trying to go through us and get a publisher to...
But he built that house with Pogo, Mike.
Pogo helped him.
He has skills. Uh-huh.
Pogo probably didn't do any heavy lifting. Pogo probably just was around for the coffee break.
You think it's a doghouse? Well, I was going to say, something I also picked up from him is he called it bestiality.
Some people, that's also an acceptable pronunciation.
So I think we should...
Well, I think it makes it sound a little nicer.
Yeah, you know, it's the best thing around.
Right, right. Like bestiality.
Bestiality. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, I've got a good place for you to visit up in Maine. It's Bahaba.
Okay, all right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
I got a title for his book for you.
All right, what?
Lucky Be a Lady Tonight.
I think Robbie had that one. Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don?
Yeah.
I've been getting Animal Planet for free. Shouldn't I be paying for it?
Yeah, Animal Planet should be moved to $5.97.
Oh, absolutely.
For $14.99, he could get 2 hours of Beethoven.
Hello. Mike show. Hey, he could
not Mike.
He'd probably get his nut off watching Babar.
Sure.
And K-9 with Jim Belushi.
And, you know, he'd also have to buy, you know, the whole collection, Turner and Hooch.
Oh, excellent.
Shaggy Dog. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, just want to let y'all know, did you hear about Grease Man being on the internet? He is on the internet, live365.com.
Yes, and that's great. I say anyone who can't get a job on a real radio station should get a job on the internet. Hey. Good for Doug.
Good for Doug.
Now, Rob, I know you're his biggest supporter.
He's a good guy.
And still a big fan, but, you know, let's face it.
Yeah.
The internet is the internet.
Yeah. Click. Just point and click.
The moment I roll out of the fart sack.
Thank you.
Good on Doug.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. Hey, I'm doing my morning show.
And I guess night. Right now we'd be talking about Blue.
Yes. His dog, my dog Blue. Felix is nasty today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Shirley. I'm calling from Maine.
Yeah, Shirley.
Hi. I am lucky enough to be front row center at the show in Portland.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I just had a question. Is this a zoo file or what is the actual word?
Zoo file.
Mm-hmm.
Zoo file.
Okay.
Z-O-O-P-H-I-L-E.
Right? I just feel bad. This guy's giving Maynard a bad name.
Honey, don't worry about it, please.
Now, just remember, he didn't have the thick accent.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, I think as we've mentioned like a million times, we're going to be going on vacation at the end of the week. Rob and I are off to France together for a couple of days with our families, which means that we have...
I am up to the land of zoophiles.
Yeah, Mike's going to Maine.
Yeah.
And Buzz, let me guess, are you going to Kansas on vacation?
Why, yes, I am.
Of course. So, we have prizes to give away, and I'll give you a chance to win a prize right now when we play Stump the Stoop.
Stump the Stoop, you got your records down here?
Now, the last time we did this with 1970s songs.
Right.
And this time I'm ready to take on any and all challengers with 1980s songs.
Oh, my money's on you on this one.
Any song, and Robbie, what do we have? We have greatest hit CDs, right? So we have compilation CDs, and I will not look at them in advance. Rob will put them in the machine.
I'll say right now, Don doesn't even know what I brought down, because there's like 100 compilation CDs up there. I brought down like 15, so you don't even know what's coming up.
Great, and what I'll do is challenge anybody out there who thinks you can name a song in a certain number of seconds, and let me experiment here, Rob. Give me a CD and throw it in right now. I'll show you exactly how we play Stump the Stump.
I guess if it's 80s, it won't be playing my favorite.
Which is what?
Let the dogs out. I'm sorry, I had to.
All right, you just want me to punch this one up?
Oh, what a cue. Yeah,
let's see how long it takes me to get this. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. All right, go to one more. I bet I can name it in 1 second.
All right, so you have to start it and stop it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Rhythm's Gonna Get You by Gloria Estefan.
Yeah. Right.
Rhythm's Gonna Get You.
Okay, don't ruin them all. Let's keep it right there, Rob. That's how we play the game.
Very good. Where's Kathy Lee Gifford when you need her?
Okay. So if you want to play, if you beat me at this game, you won't, but if you can, I'll give you a whole bunch of prizes, okay?
Very good.
At 877-365-3636, be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show. So crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here. Ladies, let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, tomorrow on the show, all of the girls from the new bust experiment for the last 3 months will be here.
We'll see how the experiment ends.
And we've worked it out with the people from the website. The girls will be having the final pictures of their big, new, beautiful breasts. Take it with a digital camera.
Wonderful.
And you'll be able to go to the website, www.donandmikefans.com. See the pictures. That's on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Thursday, live in studio. Journey without Steve Perry, but they got a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry.
And they're bringing their amps and their instruments and everything, and they're going to rock this joint.
They are. And Friday, it's the Mike Birthday Nude Fest.
Yay.
Oh, and please, I forgot to mention, tomorrow, and Rob would like a full report on this in the first break.
You will have it.
Join our very own Rob Spiewak tomorrow, Wednesday, from 11 to 1 at Togo's in Sterling, Virginia.
Is it Togo's or Togo's?
It's Togo's.
Well, your commercial says Togo.
But it's this is the right
thing. Togo's.
So your commercial is wrong, then, that I heard on the air today.
I suppose it is.
Rob will be giving away free pastrami sandwiches.
From at Togo's.
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 Rob's last public appearance before France. That is tomorrow.
So see, you got me thinking about the client, though, Rob, because like, sometimes I think of it as Tugos, and sometimes I think of it as...
Tugos is a pizza joint in Ocean City.
Ah.
Tugos, not to be confused.
Hope there's not any copyright infringement there.
Togo's.
That's
all right.
Funny.
I'm ready to take all challengers
on. Hiya there, fellas, and hiya there, gals.
Hello.
It's one of your real DJ pals.
I'm ready.
He's the guy who's been your favorite player.
Ready to kick some ass.
The guy who makes with the clever.
Come on.
Let's give the boy a hand.
Any and all challengers.
On your make-believe fantasy.
And, maybe just to make it a game,
yeah.
I'll give you guys a chance to name it in 2 seconds.
Now, the way this works is we get a caller on the line, you play a second of the song, and if you jump in before they jump in.
Well, maybe I'll give them a chance. We'll start at 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
where the person on the phone can say, I can name that tune in 5 seconds.
All right.
And I'll say 4, and they'll say 3. Or maybe we'll start the other way around. I don't know. Let's see. Hello, who's this, Don and Mike?
This is Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Iowa.
All right, Scott, you good at 80s music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No. I bet I can name it in 5 seconds.
4.
3.
2.
All right.
Name it in two.
Do it up.
Go.
Tell It to My Heart.
By who?
By Tiffany.
Oh. Oh. Taylor Dane.
Ah, but he had the title?
Yeah, he had the title.
So he was halfway there, but you didn't win, sir.
No, silent artist. Sir. Thank you, though, my friend.
Thank you.
Good effort. Bye-bye. And I will tell you that Don hit that buzzer without looking at anything. He knew it off the top of his head.
Oh, he did. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah, who's this?
This is John.
John, I can name it in 5 seconds.
Four.
Three.
Two.
All right, I just got to make an example out of you. I'll name it in 1 second. Here we go. Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes.
Is that it? You crushed me. You crushed me.
Her hair is Harlow Gold.
I was distracted by my golden retriever. My drift.
That's funny. All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this?
Kevin.
Where are you from, Kevin?
Calling from Baltimore. I'm doing this one for Kale.
I can name it. I can name it in 5.
1 second.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
I gotta slay you. Here we go.
Bring it on.
Well, he said bring it on when you were playing his second.
I can hear.
All right, hold on. Here's your second right here.
All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Don Henley.
Absolutely not.
Sing like a
bandit. Terrence Trent D'Arby, Wishing Well.
There it is.
Right?
Hold on.
Cal will be most disappointed.
Well, that was, you got a tough one because it had the drum
at
the beginning.
That is tough.
Give me one more chance. Kissing like a
bandit, feeling time. Should I give him another one?
Yeah, give him another one.
All right, I'll give you one more because that was a hard one.
All right.
You won 1 second again?
I've learned my lesson. 2 seconds, please.
Two. No. You go for one.
I'll go for one.
Here we go.
God.
Johnny Hates Jazz.
Johnny Hates Jazz. And the song is called... I can't remember.
What's the title?
I'll give this guy a chance. He's good with Johnny Hates Jazz.
He said Johnny Hates Jazz after you did, though.
Yeah, he got it from you.
Oh, no,
did
he got it from you.
Yeah.
Hey,
are you kidding? Did you get it from me?
No.
You said it right after he said it.
I thought he said it.
I couldn't hear you.
Now, what's the song title?
Shattered Dreams.
Yeah, he's right, Shattered Dreams.
But did I say it first, or did
I couldn't hear you?
You never said the title. You said it first.
But I guarantee
you said the artist first, and then he said the title first, so he needs another one.
All right, you get one more.
Honey.
One more.
Honey.
Here you go. Here's your last try.
No idea. You win.
Well, wait, let's see if Don can get it in 1 second.
Okay. Although, I might be stumped on this one.
It sounds like expose, but I'm not sure.
All right, now let's really play this game in earnest. I can name it in 5.
4.
3.
Go for it.
Seasons Change?
Yeah. Expose.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got the artist and you got the title.
He gets another free one because he didn't have the title.
He got the artist. That's a good way to play it. If you get the artist first, you have to have the whole package.
All right, listen, this is the last
Latte pack.
This is the last one for us. I can name it in 5.
4.
3.
2.
All right, 1. If I don't get it, you win.
All right.
Billy Ocean, Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
That's exactly right.
Sorry, you're a loser.
We played this a bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We played this a few. You know what? I was sitting in that same studio. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do this in a million years. And I mean, I know you're hitting the buttons and you're looking at all the artists, but I was there.
We played
for
this record
5 million times. We played this record.
All
right. I love talking this up, too.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
A good one.
Right here, everybody. On WABC. All right, I give you plenty of chances. You're a good player. Sorry,
Touché, Mr. Geronimo. Touché.
No prize, though. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Who's this?
Christina.
Christina, where are you from?
Gainesville, Virginia.
Christina, damn it.
Christina, I can name it in 5.
Oh, I can name it in 4.
I can name it in 3.
I can name it in 2.
All right. Go.
Oh, I suck. I don't know what that is.
It's The Look of Love by ABC.
Ow!
Not a very safe play there.
The Look of Love by ABC.
Yeah.
Had it in my brain.
I think it might.
This record is so freaking gay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Whoa! Strange
range. Ah. You'd still be playing it, and I wouldn't know it.
Now, do you know it now?
Yes.
Not really. No, I mean, like,
I do really know it.
Ma'am, he's talking to me.
I'm talking to Mike.
No.
If you kept playing it,
no. You'll know it when it gets to the hook.
Maybe not even there.
Oh, no, don't you? That's the look of love.
I know we played it. I know we
don't recognize it.
We played all that crap.
One thing, yes, one thing.
Here comes the hook, Mike. Right here.
How many guys sounded like that?
Great skies are blue! You don't remember that one?
No, I don't. Wow. But I'll take you on the next one. Give me one, you and me. Mano y mano.
Okay. All right, me and you?
Just so I can feel inadequate.
Okay, I'll name in five.
I thought I was going to start. I thought I got to start with the amount because you're better.
Don't All right, go ahead.
I can name it in a minute and a half.
Okay. I'll name it five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
Go.
Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Nice.
Very good. I'm very proud of myself.
Good one. Good one. Yeah, no, Mike had that one right. That's an easy one, though.
I got lucky. Does this mean I get another round?
Do you want to go again?
Yeah.
Because that was a total freak of nature.
Okay, all right.
I can name it in five.
I can name it in two.
What else?
What? I'm just playing.
I know. Wow. All right. Here's two. I've already got it, incidentally.
But that's not how the game works, right? I mean, I just have to give a guess.
Yeah.
Damn.
Freeway of Love by Aretha Franklin.
See, there you go. And you know what? I knew that one, but I don't have that going on. That one does. Thank you for letting me play. Thank you for letting me come into your house for a second.
Well, listen, like, come on. This is my major talent in life, please.
And look, you know, the odds of getting... I would have better odds of getting, like, four blackjacks in a casino than getting that Rick Springfield one again.
You know what? This is one of my favorites. All right, I'll take one more before the break.
All right.
One more before the break. Hello. So, we're giving away no prizes yet. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, Don. It's Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Baltimore.
You know, if you were going to give away a prize, I would be the only one that won a prize.
Mike, you won a Frappuccino a day for a month from Starbucks.
I'll give it right back to you because I don't drink coffee.
I can name it in five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
Go.
Okay. Oh, boy. Can I try again? Can I hear it again?
Well, wait. You're not playing the game right. You didn't have it. Do you know it?
I know it's Air Supply. It's not Lost in Love.
Now the night has gone.
I know it's a fag Air Supply song. This guy gets a push because I don't know the title.
All right. But do we know the title, though? I mean, we should have the title.
What is it, Rob?
The one that you love.
The one you love.
I knew it was
you
love.
Fag Air Supply.
Let me try again.
The one that you love.
Right.
Because they all sing like Timothy Young.
All right, you get one more. I'll name it five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
Go.
Oh, Blondie, the tide is high.
Okay. Finally a winner.
Another winner.
You're a winner. Although, again, that was a major league easy one. You know, but technically, let me just beat him.
Yeah,
let me name
understand.
One at one.
I understand.
You want a Whammo Fun in the Sun toy. Whammo, leader in outdoor summer toys.
Cool.
Fabe. All right, now, if I don't get this in one, you can guess. You can beat me, okay?
All right.
Ooh. Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
Everything for you.
Well, anything for you.
Oh, and F you. That's pretty close.
Do you want to do it again with this guy?
All right, I'll give this guy another shot.
All right.
Good.
Which machine, Robbie?
Anyone you like.
Okay, here we go.
Which machine?
Ooh.
Hey, if both you guys aren't going to jump in, I'm going to jump in.
Go ahead.
Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
Right.
Yeah, well, no. I knew it. I just didn't know if you knew it.
Oh, okay, but I'm happy I know. Anytime I know him, I'm very, very happy.
Yeah, that was
that.
So easy.
Great, early 80s.
But you know what? Now you really lose. You don't get a prize. It might beat you that one.
Right.
Sorry.
Not even the Whammo?
No, you get your Wham-O toy.
Oh, okay.
Right now, you got me on that one. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What up?
Who's this?
RJ from Silver Spring.
RJ, I'll do it in 5.
4.
3.
2.
I already got to make an example out of you. I'll do it in 1. Escape Club, Wild Wild West.
Excellent song. Great song.
I happen to meet these gentlemen. And you should know I'm not cheating. I've just got CDs in front of me that just have numbers of what the song, track number 7, track number 6. All right, I'll give you a chance to do it in 1 second. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck. Here's your 1 second clip now. I got it already. You got it?
Oh, jeez.
Cheap Trick, I Will Be the Flame.
I would have no idea. Hearing this song, I would have no idea.
It's Cheap Trick, everybody, to rock for a little while. On a good-looking Tuesday night, as the sun sets, on a day to get this one to a guy who likes to F his dog. It's another one that we hated.
Like one of the worst Cheap Trick songs ever recorded. Yeah.
Well, especially when you hear it every hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe that's why I hear it like this.
Okay, we got a break. When we come back, we give away exactly one prize.
Yeah.
Oh, and is Lisa's sister on the line? Just let me dispose of her first. Because Lisa keeps telling me how fantastic her sister is at this.
At Stump the Stoop?
Yes. Kathy?
Yes?
This is Lisa's sister.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, you get
Hi, Kathy.
You get 1 second. You ready, honey?
Sure, I'll go ahead and try.
Here you go.
Baby, I Love Your Way, Will to Power.
She got it.
Wow. She is good.
All right.
You're right so far.
All right, you and I are going to have a battle right now.
Good.
Okay.
I'm just going to play 1 second.
First, now I'm going to play like crap.
What?
Now I'm going to play like crap.
First person to blurt it out wins. Because the last time we did this, like 3 months ago, Lisa came in and said to me, her sister is outstanding at Stump the Stoop.
Right.
Are you ready?
You're not going to do the bidding thing, though? You're changing the rules.
Yeah, we moved around, too.
Well, no, listen, she's so good. Yeah. I think
this is a showdown.
We'll play it in 1 second.
So if you can jump in quicker than she can?
Yes. And you have the same advantage as me.
Okay.
Here we go. 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. Right? And she's gone.
You gotta talk about
it. Hey, everybody.
You are better than I am.
My brain is bigger than her boobs.
Yeah, you're talking about Dolly Parton, though, Kathy.
You want one more, Kathy?
Sure, why not?
All right, yeah. I'll give you a chance in 1 second. Go.
Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
She's doing it over the phone. That
is very good. She's right. It is Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is impressive. Yeah,
you are good. I'm sorry I had to beat you.
Okay.
No, you're actually
bad.
And I can't give you a prize anyway because your sister works here.
That's okay. I had fun playing with you, though.
Hold on. Let's do one more showdown, okay?
Okay.
One more. Both of us with 1 second. Here we go.
One thing leads to another.
Tie.
Tie. All right, one more, Robbie. Don't worry, be happy. You got Bobby McFerrin.
Wow. Come on, I beat her at that.
Hey, give her another one, though. Give her another one.
You're just on my list. Hall & Oates.
She edged you on that one.
That's blasphemy.
Wow.
One more.
You edged her in the last one, though.
Give me one more. She is good.
I'll give you that.
Smokey Robinson, Being With You.
Exactly.
That's it. Kathy, I didn't hear anything from you.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one we played, and we played, and we played.
Over and over we did. Oh. You know what? I'm going to take myself out of the running, because I'm so scary good at this game. Really, because it's no fun.
But it is fun. It's fun because, I mean, we got some people that do better than others. Not like the 70s. The 70s, you know, the 70s, Frank, you should take yourself out of the game. Nobody even came close to you in the 70s.
You know what you should do? You should remain in, make sure everyone gets a consolation prize, and if someone does beat you, give them a beaucoup of prizes.
Already doing the French thing.
Yes,
the beaucoup. All right,
let me see your dog.
Thank you, Kathy.
Kathy, you were the best player today.
Well, very good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you are good. Hold on, please.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
I can't give you a prize.
Your sister works here. She produces the goddamn show.
Do you remember when you did it with the 70s? It wasn't because you remember all those songs, those top 40 songs from the 70s.
From my boyhood. These are from my manhood. Okay, we'll be back. We'll do another round. We'll come right up here.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Who's
this? This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reed.
The effing Christ.
Right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, one more very quick round of stuff. Let's do. Want to get the Buzz's news show tonight.
Do you have a good news show tonight, Buzz?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Let me just defeat a few more people here.
Okay.
See if someone can win a prize. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Sherry from Charlotte Hall.
Are you ready, Sherry?
I think so.
All right. I'll name it in 5.
4.
3.
2.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance. Name it in 2.
Is it the Pina Colada song? I can't think of the artist. It sounds like it. I can't think of the artist. I know it's the Pina Colada song, though. It's my favorite.
His name is Rupert Holmes. But you do get another shot because you did have the title right.
All
right, hold on.
I love that
every
song.
Time. Yeah, me too. It makes me cry.
Okay. That's how Mike and I met, incidentally.
We were walking along the... we actually met through the WAN ad.
Yes.
We liked holding hands in the rain.
Making love at midnight.
At night in the dunes on the Cape.
Okay, excellent. Here you go. I'll name in 5.
2.
2. Go. I got it if you don't.
Oh, I have no idea. I really couldn't hear it that well.
Oh, come on. I believe it's Bang a Gong, Get It On.
Oh, no.
And who's the artist?
You know what? It's guys who were in Duran Duran. They made another group. And technically, she might get a free one. I don't remember
I don't remember this song at all.
No, I do remember it. I don't know the artist. What's the artist, Rob?
The Power Station. Thank you.
Power Station, right.
What was that? What?
Joe came in to yell the artist. I guess he didn't know I had the box record.
Listen, you're going to get a free one.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't know there was a Power Station.
Ah, damn it.
I guess Joe just missed out on his pastrami sandwich, huh, Rob?
Hey, Power Station. Now, okay, one more. Here we go. You want it in 2?
Yes.
Go.
Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer.
Okay. You win a prize.
Congratulations, ma'am.
You win a prize.
Thank you.
Good job.
I was
praying to get through because I knew I could do it. I'm really good at this.
Oh, boy.
At least, like, 85 on. Really, really.
All right, honey. Listen, you're going to win the Whammo toy and the Starbucks Frappuccino for a day for a month and the Sex and the City prize pack. You and I play Mano a Mano here. 1 second. You ready?
Okay.
Go. That would be Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins, not Highway to the Danger Zone. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. How about this one? Oh, hold on.
Pina Coladas, Rupert Holmes. I beat both of you.
We had that one. Do It to Me One More Time by Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, just a little bit more of this, okay?
You got it, Mike.
Thank you.
Blue Cat Show.
It's a song about a man and a dog.
Here's the Captain and Toenail.
Dog's name is Lady.
Never in love with a man like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, no, you're good. You win some prizes. Hold on a second, please.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Kirk.
Kirk, where are you from?
Rochester, New York.
All right, Kirk. I'll name it 5.
4.
3.
Outside 2.
Go.
I don't know it.
You know what? I don't either. I got to hear more.
Yeah.
So now it's a battle.
All right,
whoever gets it first. Oh. You got it?
No.
Robert Palmer.
Simply irresistible. I'm not supposed to do that. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I'm a big Robert Palmer fan, and I was such a big fan.
That's a different intro than the radio version.
Yeah, the radio started right with the drums.
Yeah, it was da-da-da-da. Okay, you get a free one. You ready?
Cool.
All right, 2 seconds.
Great song.
And, God, do you remember how drunk he was that night we had dinner with him?
Didn't he have, seriously, before the appetizer came, I think I remember 5 martinis.
Yeah, and back then we thought he was a drunk. Now we would think he's a light drinker.
Now we would. Can you imagine what that party would have been today if we were out with Robert Palmer?
Okay, here you go. 2 seconds. Let's go. I got it. Do you have it?
Nope, I don't.
Definitely Run This, Walk This Way by Run DMC and Aerosmith.
Oh.
I definitely found it.
Yeah, right. I got a real cakes thing happening.
But that's... You know, to get that one.
I definitely got it. Keep grilling me. I definitely found it. Definitely Run DMC. It's definitely got a long intro. I love this video, too. With
a trailblazing song, too.
When they broke through the wall.
Many people would tell you this is what put rap on the map.
Hey, rap on the map, brother.
I mean, really, because this was the first time they sampled Aerosmith, like, with Aerosmith's blessings, right?
They put rap on the map, now you're in crap.
And it also brought Aerosmith back.
It did, right. Because they said, didn't they approach Aerosmith, and Aerosmith was kind of, and then they went, yeah, go ahead, and then it became a huge hit.
I think at the time, Aerosmith wasn't even really together anymore,
and
they sort of brought him back.
Hello, Don and Mike, who's this?
By Phil Collins. Oh, I'm sorry.
What's your name?
I was just practicing. This is Dave.
Dave, all right. 5.
4.
3.
Please let me do 2.
2. You got it. Go.
Venus by Bananarama.
Okay, very good.
Right, the prize.
You also win the Whammo toy, the Sex and the City prize pack, Starbucks, Frappuccino, and a free account to MafiaMob.com.
Thank you.
But now I'm going to have to defeat you one-on-one.
Uh-oh.
1 second. You ready?
Go.
Go.
Oh, hold on. Do it to me one more time, Captain Toenail.
The same goddamn...
I got it again.
You
got
to switch the cuts for me.
That's like 4 I've won today.
Here we go. 1 second. That was Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay.
Always thought it sounded like What a Fool Believes.
A little, yeah.
Same rhythm. Same chords.
And it was a bitch to play because it fades in.
Mm-hmm.
I hate an intro that fades in.
Come on in.
Steal away.
Man, what is it? Come on in. Hold me.
Hold me. Why don't you hold me like you never told me? Why don't we steal away?
AM 1440 WOHN.
Come on in.
Hey. Played this one. My first time on the radio.
All right. That guy gets a prize. Well, let's do one more. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Who's this?
Kira.
Tira, I'll do it in 5.
4.
3.
2.
Go. I got it. You got it?
Just like Ronnie says, Be My Little Baby by Eddie Money.
It's called Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money. I'm sorry.
Eddie Money?
You know the money man.
I got Eddie Money.
Eddie Money's another guy that we got drunk with.
When he was dressed as General Custer.
And I was dressed as Batman, and you were dressed as
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush. But it was a Halloween party.
Right.
And we got so drunk with Eddie Money.
The funniest I've ever seen you in all the time. Because I was up there, it was a two-tier thing. I don't even remember where we were.
Right at the Bayou.
Was it the Bayou?
Yeah. That's the year that the McDonald's...
Or was it some kind... Wasn't it like Union State or something?
No, you're right. You're right.
It was a different... Post Office Pavilion.
You're right.
And you...
I was looking down, and all I saw was this guy running across the dance floor in a cape. And then later on, you were just sitting on top of the speaker.
I was so drunk.
It was great. Great party.
Yeah.
We had a great time at that party.
Hey, Don Mike, it's your old pal, Eddie Money.
Eddie Money.
We had a great time at that party.
Eddie Money, for a long time, called you at home.
He did. When he was drunk. Hello, Don and Mike. You're the last one.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
What's your name?
It's Justin.
All right, Justin, I'll do it in 5.
I can do it in 2.
2. Go, do it. Hold on, we had that. Robin, we need a new CD in that one.
Okay, no, there was an overlap.
Overlap? Okay, here we go. Name it in 2. I've got it. Do you have it?
Richard Marx.
No. Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Man, too ugly to be on the album covers.
Oh. Man-o-y man with me.
You know, when I hear this
Why
song,
should I go man-o-y man with you when you didn't have it in 2 seconds?
Well, I've been on hold for a long time.
I have an important point to make here.
What's that?
When I hear this song,
yeah,
I think of Jim Elliot.
Hi, Jim Elliot. On the NutriSystem plan.
As I Eat Evan Adams on WAVA, Power 105.
Hey, look what I found in the garbage today.
Pizza.
All right, I'll give you a chance for one-on-one. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You're the last person to play. Here we go. I'm waiting on you.
I have no idea.
Oh, I hate it when people play that can't play.
Yeah. Do you know it? I'm waiting on this guy.
You know it, though.
Oh, I know it, yes. You know it, right, Buzz?
No, but I know that you know it.
Do you know it, Rob?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder. Anybody? Okay, now I'm playing it to the vocal.
Total brain lapse, right?
It's Billy Ocean, The Color of Love.
Can we get another Billy Ocean song?
God, I'm sorry. He had a bunch of hit records.
I know he did.
You're the master.
Oh, no, it's not.
Hold on, I was wrong.
What? There'll be sad songs.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, I'm crushed. I got one wrong.
Rematch.
But it is Billy Ocean, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right, you get a rematch. I effed that one up.
You know why I don't like Billy Ocean? When I was a club disc jockey, when they were first playing videos in clubs,
yeah,
this was the first one we got. And we had it for like 6 months.
All right, one more. Mano a mano.
All right.
Here we go. Huey Lewis, I'm glad to be stuck with you. I'm happy. Well, no, Buzz, the title is
happy to be stuck with you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just said.
Happy to be stuck on you.
This is really when Huey Lewis came into their own.
It's not happy to be stuck on you.
No. They have a certain synergy that can really come through in this particular album.
This was the video where they had their heads all sticking out of the sand together.
I'm gonna go and get my axe right now.
Yeah, American Psycho. Right. Now he got it.
This might be known as when the band really came into their own.
You like Huey Lewis and the News? Early work was a little too wave for my taste. When Sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this. Four. You must have caught this album. I think they're undisputed masterpieces. Hip to be square. Songs so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself.
He's going to kill the guy.
Hey, Paul!
You can watch that one scene and you have seen American Psycho.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. God damn, I love it. Sorry, you're out of here. See ya.
Later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's it. I mean, I don't think we have time to do this anymore. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Ready?
No, he's not going to be able to do it.
1 second, go.
That's the sound of me not knowing what the hell that was.
I know this one.
Yeah, this is Bobby Brown. I'm chilling down with the two fat men. Bobby Brown, my prerogative. Is that, you didn't think that's what
I thought it was the Daz fan.
Yeah. This is Bobby Brown. Hey, where's our Bobby Brown tape? Yeah, I'm spinning down with the two fat. Maybe I'm back tying it here with the Bobby Brown tape. Right now.
Well, I don't people just let me live.
You got it. Got to hold on. That was Belinda Carlo. Yeah. Heaven is a place on earth.
Wow.
Look at my video. I'm all doing it to myself.
Don, you're good, man.
Yeah, well, it's a talent that's gotten me nowhere. Hey, listen, what's your name, my friend?
I'm Terry. I'm from Leesburg.
Terry from Leesburg. Terry, listen, I got a celebrity one. Say howdy to you. Hey, what's your favorite radio show?
Hey, it's Dynamite 107.
Bobby Brown. Yeah. I'm chilling down here with the two fat men.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'll
Chicken Arby's.
And this was the caller when we used to do Top 40 Radio that we'd really love.
Yeah.
You know, and he just keeps talking. All right. Well, you know, you'd sit there, and Dom did it live. I mean, most disc jockeys would do it tape recorded, and then they'd run it over the intro. Dom would do it live, and occasionally it'd be, hey, where are you calling from?
Well, I used to live in Bowie, but I just recently moved to...
And the whole thing is shot.
Yeah. We have to just pot him right down.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right, well, I love that game.
Yeah.
I love the Stump the Stoop game. Hey, Robbie, next time let's do it with 90s songs.
Oh, wow.
So we do 70s and 80s, do 90s next.
Then we'll get the best mix.
That everybody can agree on.
Even the boss.
All right, well, thank you to all the losers today. Although we had some winners.
No,
we gave away lots of prizes.
We did.
We had some faux winners. Hope you feel good about yourself.
They do.
Taking my leavings. It's time now for Buzz News and Comments.
Yes, it is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Buzz?
Yes.
Let me tell you, the lead story is Dennis Murphy's calling in.
Well.
Hey,
I'm so sorry, Buzz. He does this to you on a regular basis.
And Dennis, we're done with the bit now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Please.
Listen, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll play you one time. If you lose, you can't call the show for a month.
I'll say goodbye now.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Well, are you saying goodbye or are you taking the challenge?
Guys, are you going to do the 5-4?
No, no, no. You play the same way as everybody else who called in.
Where you bid on it.
Okay. No, I couldn't take that chance.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's too funny.
Yeah. What's your lead story tonight?
That's Dennis Murphy, our riverboat gambler.
A man will never bet what he holds too dear to his heart.
Right, that's exactly. Right.
You know what I mean?
That's it. You want to lose a chance to call. What's your lead tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, road rage dog killer prepares for prison.
This is not the guy that we had on earlier today. The guy that makes love to
him. No, that's a dog lover. This guy's a dog killer.
Okay, yeah. All right. Just stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Dirty Pop.
They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz and News. News and Comments tonight, sponsored by MafiaMob.com.
Thank you.
Join the mob at MafiaMob.com, the internet's hottest new game, MafiaMob.com. Whack everybody. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A lot of people want to see this guy punished. The Virginia man who threw a small dog to its death on a California highway has been found guilty of a felony.
This is Sam Huff. No, he's from Virginia. I think
he could be from California.
He might visit.
He's from West Virginia. It took the jury in San Jose less than an hour to decide the verdict for Andrew Burnett. He could get 3 years in prison when he's sentenced next month. He faced animal cruelty charges after a road rage incident. He reached into the car of a woman whose bumper had passed his in heavy traffic.
You had this on the news show when this happened,
back when it happened, near the San Jose airport.
Right.
He grabbed her small white dog, Leo, and threw it into oncoming traffic. Animal lovers around the country were so incensed, they donated more than $100,000 in reward money to catch this guy.
But the zoophiles are upset, too.
Right? Oh, they're very upset because it's one less conquest.
Consensual.
Right.
Consensual sex with a dog.
Right. Sure. With a choke collar. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. The creator of TV's West Wing won't be going to jail. A judge in Los Angeles has given Aaron Sorkin permission to go into a drug diversion program instead. Sorkin was allegedly caught with magic mushrooms, pot, and coke at the Burbank Airport.
Hey!
The judge said...
Hi!
Hi, wow.
Hi. If you're carrying drugs, don't be so stupid as to have them in your carry-on baggage.
And welcome to the Burbank Airport. We're happy to have you here.
It's nice. Because I'm nice.
And I'm nice.
Because there's been so many dumb callers recently, I can't help but tell them what I think.
Yeah, sorry.
We're a good alternative to LAX.
See me here at Burbank Airport.
The judge says that if he gets good reports on Sorkin after 18 months, he'll throw out the charges.
Here at Burbank Airport. Here at Burbank Airport, we know you're busy. You don't have time to waste waiting for luggage and all those things. So we've got the cartoon silly fares you've been looking for, and our luggage racks are beep, beep fast. Call us here.
I could listen to you do that all day.
At Burbank Airport. Burbank Airport. Buzz Burbank.
The Bush administration wants to settle out of court.
Bush.
They want to settle out of court a government lawsuit against Big Tobacco. The civil suit asks for $20 billion in damages.
What do his daughters think, though?
I don't know.
let me get Jenna up here.
Have they solved their drinking woes, or are they still drinking?
Well, I don't know if they're drinking publicly.
Well, just going to the story, though, the Jenna Bush will be here in a moment.
Well, word is the administration's concerned about the strength of the government's case. Sources say the Bush White House would rather settle now instead of losing later.
What do you think about that, Jenna?
Would you mind helping me?
Help you with what, honey? We're talking about your dad and his fight with the
tobacco lawsuit.
Honey, how you feel about that?
I'm all wet. I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
All right.
How do you feel about Big Tobacco? You're a big cigarette smoker when you're out drinking, aren't you?
Jenna Bush?
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Would
you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Now listen, here's what I heard. I heard that you were with some guy, and he had a as big as a donkey. I think you thought it was magnificent.
A mule.
Is that true?
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
There it is.
There's confirmation right there. Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna Bush.
Mm-hmm. There have been urban legend for years about alligators in New York. Now there really is one in Central Park.
Now there is?
Yes. Yeah. At least 24 people, including a cop and some park employees, have seen the 2-foot-long reptile at a small lake near 110th Street.
Reptile.
Efforts to capture.
Buzz, I believe we commoners refer to it as reptile.
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 You also say bestiality, don't you?
And earlier in the show, we had a zoofle on.
A reptile.
Efforts to capture the gator have been unsuccessful so far.
Excuse me, I gotta leave. I gotta get up. I'm trying to, how would you say penile?
A penile input.
Officials say they have to catch the alligator before winter because
he's a reptile.
He won't survive the cold weather.
Hey, take your coat off and stay a wool.
If and when they do catch it, they plan to ship it off to Florida. And like the urban legends, they say someone obviously had it for a pet.
Ah, the reptile pet.
And then dumped it in the park when it got too big.
I love reptiles. Whenever I see them, they always make me small.
Buzz, hold on, please. Reptile.
All right.
Now, were you being like Liddy? Did you mispronounce that just to be goofy? Or?
I don't know why it came out that way. It just did. Enjoy it. Revel in it.
Go down to, South Florida, and you can see some reptiles in some of the best restaurants.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, that's a major reptile sound effect.
Yeah.
That almost sounds like the farting and burping CD.
It's wonderful.
Oh, look at that thing.
That's a giant reptile.
What are Jenna Bush feels about that?
Oh. What would it sound like? Jenna Bush confronts the reptile.
Bear's been riding on my ass all day long.
Same thing.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
She's talking to the reptile.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Oh, God.
Thanks. What, Jenna?
How
about
you take off my
clothes? Oh, dear.
All right, hold on. We got a break.
Such a tiny bite for such a big reptile.
Reptile will be all right.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey! Hey, people! Attention, please! Hey! Shut up! Have I had sex with anyone in this room tonight?
Cleansing your ears with with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You asked a fair question when you said, where did I get reptile? So I looked it up in Webster's,
yeah,
just out of curiosity. Reptile or reptile?
Either one is acceptable.
Yeah, I figured there would be two pronunciations.
There would probably be the young, modern, contemporary pronunciation, reptile, and then the colonial version.
Reptile.
If you're wearing powdered wigs and hanging around with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington.
Mr. Christian, I've found a reptile in the hold of the ship.
All right, but I mean, like when Disney has a ride, it's not, right, you know, Reptile World, it's Reptile World.
Well, maybe they should reconsider.
Okay, all right.
We may get a patient's bill of rights sooner rather than later. That's the bill that would let people sue their HMOs if they're denied health care.
Really?
The new Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tom Daschle, is threatening to cancel the Senate's week-long Independence Day break.
You say cancel HOMOs?
No. Cancel the vacation if they don't pass the bill about HMOs.
Isn't that cancile?
Only in the olden days.
Cancel. Cancel.
Daschle says he'll stay focused on the subject for as long as it takes. The Republicans are just as dead set against the bill, so things could get ugly. Norm and Cliff have finally settled their lawsuit over the Cheers bars. Robots resembling their TV characters.
These freaking losers, these two guys who cannot get arrested to get noticed now.
Where did we sit next to Norm and we might have been in the same airport at a different time, but we both talked about it. Was it New Orleans?
I don't know. Yeah, but you're right. I think it was New Orleans.
We were traveling somewhere.
They had a Norm and Cliff.
Actors George Wendt and John Ratzenberger.
Was in St. Louis.
St. Louis?
I think so.
Really?
But we were coming back from somewhere.
We've been a lot of places.
We have, yeah. But no, we're in agreement that at some point in our travels,
we bumped into those, like, horrible little dummies.
Worse than the Disney, like, Hall of Presidents thing.
Right.
Yeah, like stuffed, kind of.
Uh-huh.
These awful fake mannequins that didn't even resemble Norm and the post office guy from Cheers.
And didn't they have a little speaker in them that was like, hey, Nami, how you doing? Yeah. Hey, Nami, how about another beer?
George Wendt and John Ratzenberger were suing Paramount for selling their likenesses to theme bars in airports. The suit was filed 8 years ago when Cheers was still on the air, and the case nearly made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Host International, which owns the airport bars in question, tried to make the suit go away by changing the robots' appearances slightly and calling them Hank and Bob. It didn't work. Ford may be replacing Firestone tires with tires that are even more likely to fail.
Ford. Fix or repair daily.
This is the word from congressional investigators. After 5 months of study, the investigators say some of the Michelins, Continentals, Goodyear, Generals, Uniroyals, and BF Goodriches fail more often than the Firestone Wilderness AT tires. Firestone's still saying the problem lies with the Ford Explorers and not the tires.
The problem is with the arrow. I am speaking to you from Firestone headquarters in Japan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Masatoshi Ono, Chairman, Bridgestone Firestone.
The problem is... With the Ford Explorer.
With the Ford Explorer.
We are currently building new Ford Explorers.
We are currently building new Ford Explorers to send over from Japan.
From Japan. And incidentally, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Translation?
Yes. Incidentally, Buzz.
Yes?
Is reptile.
It is reptile, not reptile. We will pronounce it reptile. In Japan.
United Auto Workers Union members marched around the Capitol today to show their confidence in the Explorer. When you go into
that's good.
Yeah, that makes me feel it's safe.
Right.
Hey, look at the workers, Rob, marching around the Capitol. Oh. Who's back doing the quality control at the factory?
What?
When you go into a pet store, don't be surprised if you step in some dog slobber or worse.
Or some dog geesh.
No.
I mean, well, it depends if what's his name, the zoophile's been there.
It's the Booble pet shop.
Having sex with the animals.
Most pet stores allow the owners to bring in their pets. But
why, that's dog semen.
Ew! In Roanoke, Virginia, a PetSmart customer is suing the store after slipping on a puddle of dog slobber. Mary Lee Souter wants $100,000 for the injuries she says she got after slipping and falling on the floor.
Please. See you in Toledo,
amen.
You stupid whore.
Really? She says she may need knee surgery.
Oh,
gosh. Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
She says the store should have removed the hazard or at least should have warned her about
Pickle
it.
Pickle the Duke, useless bitch.
The Jerry Lewis stalker.
Your fuzzy smells like garbage. Go F yourself, douchebag.
The lawyer for the
Eat
store.
Eat my snot, you hemorrhoid.
Johnson Esquire.
He gets worked up about
Open
that.
Wide and swallow my spunk.
That's how the trouble started. The Jerry Lewis stalker has been ordered to see a shrink.
Hey, lady.
The judge wants 57-year-old Gary Randolph Benson, there's that middle name, to get psychiatric evaluation. That's why the judge delayed the trial that was supposed to have started yesterday. Benson's already been convicted once of stalking Jerry.
There are probably 10,000 stalkers that could stalk any actor or actress. There are probably six or eight guys that could stalk Jerry Lewis.
Could do what he does.
Like Jerry Benson. Take all those stalkers and teach them how to take a fall.
A lot of people ask me, how do you get to be on a stalker of a major celebrity like Jerry Lewis? And the answer is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
You have a dystrophic child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is how you become a stalker. Cue the crickets of Jerry Lewis. If you lined up 10 stalkers in a row. never mind. Last year, after, ladies and gentlemen, join us at the same time tomorrow for Stupid Things That Jerry Lewis Has Said.
If you put 10 stalkers against a wall, and I told you that 7 of them would hug you, let me tell you this. You go and you hug them, you get a hug from 8, maybe 9.
Jerry, duh. Last year, after he finished 6 years in prison, Gary wrote Lewis a letter that read, Dear Jerry, you're dead, your friend Gary Benson. In November or so, when Benson goes on trial again, he could be facing another 5 years.
Hold on, Buzz. Be right back.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. That's a lifesaver.
Providing joy, Don and Mike.
And now here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Like this show, TV is not just entertaining, it's educational.
Right.
In Syracuse, New York, an unemployed factory worker says he learned how to rob banks by watching one of those TV news magazines. Anthony Shino says he took up robbing banks after seeing a report on how the FBI catches bank robbers. He learned a lot. He robbed 15 banks over 25 months and netted over $100,000. But he didn't learn enough. He didn't learn how to avoid the security cameras. His picture made the paper. People who knew him recognized the picture and called the cops. That's right. HBO.
Slime again.
HBO is getting ready to test a new service called Video On Demand. That means you could order movies or episodes of The Sopranos or Sex and the City whenever you want for another monthly fee.
Oh, please.
It'll only be available to HBO subscribers, and at first only in Columbia, South Carolina. That's the first test market.
Why? Because they're so scary evolved?
Exactly. After a couple more cities try it, if it works, people like it.
So wait a minute. Hey, man, that's where Hootie and the Blowfish are from.
I already paid.
Nationwide.
Aren't we on there also?
I believe so.
So I'm already paying for my goddamn...
Right.
12 channels of HBO, which is mainly Babar the Elephant and Paddington Bear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what you're saying now is, if I want to pay extra...
Right.
You can bring up Babar anytime you want.
Right. On demand.
Sopranos whenever I want.
Mm-hmm. Hello, yes, right. I'd like to order Police Academy 6, please.
Thank you.
Mannequin 2.
No, thanks.
It's for the convenience, especially for people who miss episodes and don't have a TiVo or whatever.
You can make your own theme channel with Sex and the City.
You could, yes. And that would save you the problem of having
and 6 feet under, or more importantly, Arliss.
Yes. Where do I get my Arliss subscription? Where do I get my Tracy Takes On subscription?
Arliss, you've done it again.
It's good they moved that, huh? The use of condoms can prevent AIDS and other sex diseases.
Sex disease.
We run ads for condoms on Don and Mike's home station.
That's good news, Buzz.
Right. On TV, CBS, NBC, and Fox also run ads for condoms.
Great news.
But Fox will only run them between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And
why, they're Fox.
NBC will only run them after 11 Eastern. You won't see ads like that at all on ABC, UPN, or the WB. Even though, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, 71% of adults favor the ads.
Yeah.
About half the adults say there should be no time of day restrictions either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The groupies who drool over MTV's Carson Daly might be disappointed in his behavior at a strip club over the weekend.
That's some wild, wild stuff, Carson.
The New York Post reports that the bouncers at Flashdancers nearly threw out the TV host for being too touchy-feely with the dancers. Quoting a witness, he tried to grab one of the dancer's backsides and the bouncer told him to stop. Then he touched her a couple more times and the bouncer told him he was going to get tossed if he did it again.
Tossed the salad.
The source says Daly kept his hands to himself after that, but did invite the stripper and some friends back to his hotel room
he
for a party.
Told his mommy about it. Time. Mommy.
In Germany, the soccer players...
Hey.
The soccer players spit even more than American baseball players. Well, no, it's true. And they also, well, even worse, they blow their noses into their hands and...
And now, for those of you who are visiting from Germany.
From Germany.
From Germany. Ein Flügen, die Ausen der Havelin, die Rasen, die Einigen, die Belegen der Hohen. Aus Roden der Havelin, die Gittes, Geboten, Verloten, das Eingehöbelin. Was ist denn?
Your fault, Buzz, I know.
You bring Germany up. Es lösen, ein Gringrossen, ein Gringrossen, Schweinhund, und nur ein bisschen Rasbrötchen, der Stab und Heide, ein Gehüge, ein Gehüge, ein Fieger, der Seid, die
Eingehöbelin, die
Gasse, und Deutschland, wie Deutschland, wie Deutschland, Sieg!
The real Gordon. German soccer players spitting, blowing their noses into their hands, and wiping their hands on their uniforms. Now, it's been suggested that these practices be banned because it's a bad influence on the kids.
I'm betting on the green team.
But the Germans...
I like the red team. Oh, no. It's been dry in Germany.
There's a yellow flag on the field. But the German...
Hey, Buzz, it's not a joke.
The German soccer players are against banning that practice. In fact, they're angry it's even been proposed. Quoting one, we can't carry a packet of hankies. I'll never give up spitting. The others won't either. This is a contact sport, not a women's coffee morning. But the head of the German Football Association disagrees, quoting him, let no one tell me this is medically necessary. It's purely a question of upbringing.
Thank you, Buzz. We got to do the break here.
I got the slot in my hand.
Hey, call 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. 877-365-3636. Good luck.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Working directly under Melvin and Sumner, Don and Mike.
Oh, loving it down here. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, you can see this coming, but Cal Ripken, the record-breaking Baltimore Oriole, the Iron Man of baseball, is retiring.
Ripken? No.
Yes.
Don't do it, Cal.
Bye, Cal.
They're long. Ripken busy plans to bow out at the end of this season. Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's record of 2,130 consecutive games played. He played over 2,600 games, in fact, before voluntarily ending the streak nearly 3 years ago.
Voluntarily?
Voluntarily. That was an accident.
Oh, here's a rumor. He's going to fly down on his belly just like a ripple.
Ripken, who turns 41 this summer, will say goodbye on September 23rd.
Isn't that Ripken? We're just having fun.
I know.
Hi, Bud.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Come on.
Ripken turns 41 this summer. He'll say goodbye in Camden Yards on September 23rd against the Yankees, but his final game is the 30th in Yankee Stadium.
Come on.
Where his Ripken wants to run a Major League Baseball team and be more available to his wife and kids.
Come on, Cal.
That would let the Orioles out if he wants to run a Major League team.
No. And don't believe that crap that guys say about they want to spend more time with their wife and kids.
No.
It's
spent plenty of time with my wife and kids. I've taken a second job, so I can spend time away from my wife and kids.
Yeah, read between the lines on this quote. He wants to be more available to his wife and kids. It doesn't mean he'll be there.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like when Michael Jordan said, I'm quitting basketball to spend more time with my family.
He spent it on the celebrity golf tour.
No, well, first he quit basketball to play baseball.
Right.
Which means he's away from home more than he was playing basketball
all the time.
Goodbye, Cal.
Bye, Norm.
So long.
See you later. Here's some English. Boston Red Sox ace Pedro Martinez is scheduled to pitch against Tampa Bay on Thursday after missing one start with tendonitis in his right shoulder. Martinez played catch today and says he feels fine.
You're going to look great with a shaved head come this fall, Mike.
I get nervous with all the Red Sox stories now. I really do.
You know, because it doesn't matter, because Seattle is something like 52-15.
I know. Seattle's having a great time. So the Yankees aren't even the factor right now. It's Seattle.
And Minnesota's good.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. I'm just saying that was
right.
That the Red Sox would go to the World Series.
And I am aware of that bet.
Okay, just so you remember that.
I am aware. Let me tell you something about remembering that bet. I think of that bet much more than you do. I think of that bet every single waking hour, probably. Probably once an hour, that bet might cross my mind.
You bet. You came with that bet. That wasn't...
I came with that bet. I think of that bet all the time. I really do. Uh-huh. And you know what? I'm thinking already it's going to be something where they're gonna hurt me. That's the thing. They're going to hurt me. They might not just...
They're going to win the division.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to win the division. They're going to get
to the first round of the playoffs.
Exactly.
And then so to the ALCS.
Yeah.
And then maybe even take it to seven games.
Yeah, I have that suspicion they're going to go down.
That would be great if they would do that.
Yes, that would be something else.
That would be the perfect end.
It would be amazing because it would really go to the bitter end. I'd cry. I'd cry like... I wouldn't cry on the show.
Yes, you would.
But I'd cry... Maybe I would cry on the show.
Please, you would.
I might really... Don could get me to cry if that happened. If that really did happen, you could, like... You could definitely prod at me enough. You'd make me probably cry.
I can't wait.
I mean, really cry. Like, really just go... No!
With your shaved head.
So I'm thinking about all the time. I think about that all the time.
Good. Feel better about that.
Stupid day in February. But I like it. I like it. What does that say about me? It means, like, I'm into that. I'm into that kind of abusive situation.
You're like the dogs that guy in Maine likes to have.
I kind of thought you'd go there with that.
You enjoy laying on your back. And
I'm lady.
Taking me. Yeah.
Consensual. I'm lady just presenting to you.
Yeah, that's it, Buzz. It's consensual.
Flagging my tail.
And turning and looking.
My bald head. You know, I've already discussed the end of the summer and how I'm going to go to a short hairdo to hopefully get some sun on my scalp.
Good idea.
So that there
doesn't
you
help.
Did the same thing.
It
right?
Doesn't help. I did it. It doesn't help.
Doesn't matter.
Mm. The password is flat top. I'll see you there.
Yeah, okay.
That's
maybe,
way you'll be able to prepare your head for the sun.
I'll do that regardless of whether they're looking good at all. But, I mean, it might be over earlier, as we've discussed
you'll
before.
You'll like the flat top, and you'll look good.
Yankees just went out and got a great closer.
People will really think we're related then.
You want me to have a flat top.
We got
to
get out of here.
Finally. Crooks are still stupid. A kid in Fort Worth, Texas, just wasn't qualified. He pulled up to the Taco Bell on a bicycle, and waving what turned out to be a toy gun, he demanded all the money.
Taco Bell.
And he might have even gotten away with it if he hadn't also ordered one of those irresistible chalupas. But it gave the police time to show up by waiting for his chalupa and his change.
I'm like, even if you pull your hair like that behind with your headphones...
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Not the same as the rest of the dog.
Simply is showing how big your forehead is and how far your hairline has receded.
Thank you. Thank you again. The Taco Bell robber did try to get away, and that's when the arresting officer felt compelled to shoot the 17-year-old in the arm and the leg. Quoting the officer, he never did get his chalupa. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. That's it. We got to see tomorrow on the show. All the girls with the new Buzz stuff will be here.
Yay.
Hope we have some winning stories there. Bob Spiewak tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Togo, Sterling, Virginia. Get a free pastrami sandwich.
He knows his way around pastrami.
Yum. It's Rob's last appearance with more friends. See him there. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, 100th caller.
No, I'm sorry, you're not. But thank you for the effort.
Oh.
Bye-bye. That was in the form of a question.
Yeah, he was right on the cusp.
Hello, Don, my show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Chuck.
Mother Chucker, where are you from?
Glenn Burney.
Chuck, you won the Blockbuster Entertainment Pass. Good for a free DVD, a VHS, or a video game rental every day for a month for the next 30 consecutive days.
Great.
That is from Blockbuster Video. They're available now at Blockbuster for just $30. You won it for free. Thank you for listening, Chuck.
Thank you.
Hold the line, please. And thank you, everybody, for another good show. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie.
Oh,
ah, throw that beautiful brown hat in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler. More.
You might just make it up.
You guys are like Siegfried and Roy now.
Flag,
you're so good like that.
I looked over my shoulder and flagged.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Until we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, The Don and Mike Show.